Blog Talk Radio.
This video was released in 2003. Listen closely.
The plan is to create an apocalypse that will exhaust and depopulate the masses through deadly designer viruses, global terror, economic disasters, and nuclear war, when the remaining survivors will gladly embrace the promises of a handsome, charismatic new leader who will unveil his plan of hope for eternal world peace. He will sell his peace plan by telling the world that border wars will only end by creating a world without borders. Religious wars will only end by creating one world religion of interfaith. Economic wars will only end by creating a cashless, debt-free society. Rivalry wars between rulers will only end by creating one world ruler. The tools used for war, from handguns to nuclear bombs, will be eliminated, and one world army will be created, which will guarantee world peace. How will this eternal peace plan be accomplished? Through the United Nations, which is the brainchild of the Committee of 300 ruling families. The UN is their vehicle for world government and is located on 18 acres of prime Manhattan land donated by the most visible of the ruling families, the Rockefellers. The UN is a closed organization with no public records or open meetings. U.S. taxpayers have already invested $2 trillion in this world authority. Although most of the people working for the UN are genuinely working for peace, the UN is a godless organization controlled by the Committee of 300. These inbred ruling families pretend to have royal blue blood, but their blood is no more blue or royal than Hannibal Lecter's blood. Some speculate that these families of evildoers are demons or aliens or evil shape-shifting reptilians, but there is a more scientific explanation for their madness. For thousands of years, these families have practiced inbreeding between sisters and brothers, uncles and nieces, mothers and sons, to keep the power and wealth all in the family. This practice of inbreeding over thousands of years has produced a clever but pathological breed of conscienceless, sociopathic families who will stop at nothing to own every ounce of gold, every drop of water, and every blade of grass on planet Earth. The United Nations, which they founded and control, has clearly stated its goals of establishing a new world order, a UN standing army, and a global taxation system. The Queen's husband, Prince Philip, and Evelyn Rothschild have already established an interfaith declaration for the creation of one world religion. What would life be like in this world empire with one world religion, one world army, one world economy, one world court, one world media, one world government, and one world dictator? What the public doesn't know, peace on earth will be a forced peace in which citizens will have no rights. No right to bear children without approval, no right to travel without authorization, no right to own private property, no right to privacy, no right to bear arms, no right to protest, no right to receive an inheritance, no right to choose an education or a job or even a place of residence, and worst of all, no right to live. The right to live will be based on an individual's rating of usefulness to the royal elite. In this planned world without borders or nations, citizens will be disarmed of all weapons, including handguns, and will have no means to protest, fight, resist, or challenge this one world authority who will control them spiritually, economically, and militarily. Every human being will be electronically tattooed and will become helplessly dependent on this one world authority for all of their most basic needs. The masses will eventually be taught to bow down and worship this one world dictator who will rule the entire world from his eternal throne in Israel.
They have waited for him. They believe in him. They expect he will heal the world's ills. Some say he is the Messiah, finally returned. But this man is not a savior. He is the King of Terror, who will usher in the end of everything.
Despite all the red flags, many people deny that a problem even exists. It does exist, and the good news is there are solutions. The solutions lie in knowing what the three biggest fears of the world's ruling families are. The first biggest fear is exposure. They have gone to great lengths to cover up their trail of crimes and to win the public's trust through their media monopolies. Trust their ancestral plan for global control is doomed. Their second biggest fear is losing public support. If the public stops cooperating, their plan is guaranteed to fail. Their third biggest nightmare is organized resistance by an informed and fearless public. The ruling families know from past experience that the will of the people can defeat all their military and monetary might. Vietnam is a perfect example. There is no doubt whatsoever that these ruling families can be totally defeated by turning their three worst fears into a reality.
Right. I hope you could hear that. All right, we got a lot of people on the switchboard already. If you push one on your keypad, I will get you on eventually. Let me get Gene on. Gene, I think you're there.
Hey.
Hey, yep. You.
I'm here.
See, Pianchi is number. You're here. We have Robert in the switchboard. I mean, it's chat room, rather. And Pianchi.
You do know who he was talking about when he said, we'll rule from Israel.
Well, who was it? Who was he talking about?
Well, he's talking about the Antichrist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all scripture. I mean, it's all in the scripture, too.
I thought you had this whole thing. Yeah.
No, not a name. No, I don't know who the Antichrist is yet. I've always had speculations, but they've never come to fruition, so I'm guessing I don't know.
Pianchi put, hello, it's me. We know that, Pianchi. Lori Ann's here.
Oh, now you got to play that song.
What? What song?
There's a song that's Hello, It's Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God, that's a boring song. Conservative Nation is here, media. Conservative Nation Media is here, and that's Robert. Good to have him. Okay, we're getting ghosted on Twitter. I don't know why, but a lot of can't find the show. And I don't know why
and
that is.
Jesse got it. I was talking to Jesse just before the show, and he was saying he was having a hard time finding it. I did not get an email like I usually do.
Yeah.
You know, of it being. So I found your actual page on Blog Talk, and I sent Jesse the link for that. But
well, I
yeah.
tell you, I didn't know it was Jesse calling. All it said was Jesse, and I go, because usually I only have last names, and I go, who in the hell? I don't know anybody with the last name Jesse. But I don't have a phone. I'm usually in the pole barn or somewhere downstairs doing something. I don't carry my phone. I wish we could go back to the old days. Just a little answering machine. And I didn't even like those. But I almost had to have them. Lucid. Go ahead,
I saw a meme. It was how we ignored people in the old days, and had the old phone like you'd have on the wall.
Yeah.
And had the receiver up on top. And I was like, yep, that was how we ignored people. They got a busy tone.
Yeah. If you had a long cord on, the receiver back in the day, you could clobber somebody over the head with that, bust their head open. That's how heavy those were.
Or clothesline them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Damn. A lot of things have been happening in our country. A lot of bad things. How about the cocaine? Some people have been trying to pin that on Harris, Vice President Harris.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I loved how they first started reporting it. a cocaine-like substance.
Yeah.
When I serve it's cocaine, it's cocaine-like. How is it cocaine-like? Why didn't you say a powdery substance? And if, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then try to claim that Hunter wasn't even in the White House since they found it. Or, you know, there was no way Hunter. And I'm like, they had video or pictures of him walking in on the 30th of June.
I don't know. That's, you know, here we had topless girls or transgender people on the White House lawn. Now they find cocaine in the White House. It's like they're tearing down our...
they're making it disgraceful.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't and I don't know, in my lifetime, because I can't say John F. Kennedy was the best, because he died, you know, got murdered before he could even do anything. And I was only 8 years old.
Well, it's almost like they're mocking our freedoms. You know, I'm mocking the United States by having the trans on the lawn and the cocaine and the rainbow flags and, you know, with the American flag front and center. Yeah, I mean, it's just like they're mocking us as Americans.
Yeah, that rainbow flag was not supposed to be there, that's for sure. That's for damn sure. So they broke a rule. I don't say it's a law, but it's a rule.
Sorry, I'm making cigarettes, so I keep muting myself in between so you don't hear my machine. Because I don't want you to yell at me.
Joseph is chat room. How you doing, Joseph? Joseph Gibson has a good show on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock right here on Blog Talk. An outstanding show. They're looking for a way to circumvent what the hell's going on in our country. Not just talk about it. They're looking for solutions.
I know we've always said vote, 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 but, you know, we know the voting ain't doing it because they're cheating, for lack of a better way, you know. Somehow they're rigging it, and your vote used to matter. And it makes makes us wonder if it really does.
Right. Back in the 60s, I used to be able to stay up until they called it. And they called it. And we didn't have those computers. Well, they didn't have those computers. And I'd stay up. They'd call it sometimes by midnight or even earlier. But now we got computers. They take, what, a week? 2 weeks?
Months.
Yeah. Come on. You know, everybody's seen the picture in Detroit where a van pulled up at 3:30 in the morning. I call it Cobo Hall. And delivered boxes to a place that's supposed to have been closed, but it wasn't. And all of a sudden, Michigan flipped. Whether you like Trump or not, I don't care. But if our elections are rigged for anybody, for Trump, for Biden, for anybody, it's over.
I agree. Or the one place where they were pulling by, so there was a water main break. And they were pulling boxes out from under the table to feed into the machines.
Yeah.
Remember, I can't remember where that was at.
Georgia. That was Georgia.
Georgia. Thank you. I just remember the scene, you know. Even in Detroit where they were blocking the windows and stuff so the people couldn't watch the I'm going to call them challengers. They're not challengers. They're not called challengers in that.
No, they're not challengers. Oh, damn, I had it.
I can't think of the word.
this watchers, Republican, for the Republican side, and they couldn't, they wouldn't allow him in. Then they, when they did allow him in, they were so far away they could not see the ballot. So, but the one in Georgia, you kept seeing the one lady, she just kept putting the same ballot in, counting it that way. Boom, 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 same ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I think
what was it, the one lady that Giuliani had that said that they would feed the same stack of them over and over.
Yeah. No, that proved, they proved that in Georgia. But I think what took so long is they didn't expect Trump to get 74 million votes. I mean, that's, that broke a record for a sitting president by a wide margin. And
well, that's their number, and I think he got more votes than that.
Well, he might have, but you know, I mean, 74 million means they had to go back to the drawing board. Usually it's 64,
right.
65 million. They realized they had to do something, or Trump was going to be I think, that's my opinion. I don't know. I don't really know, but something was up. Whether Trump, you know, Biden might have beat Trump anyway without any shenanigans, but I don't believe he got 81 million votes either.
Really, Don, his rallies, they're beating horns, and they're like a wasn't even standing room only. I mean, come on.
I know.
He couldn't even bring in the people.
You
for his
remember,
rallies, neither did Kamala.
No. They had circles where people could, or a person could stand. And there was, I think, 15 circles at one of his rallies. Because, you know, we can't do that. COVID.
But there wasn't even like a big old line waiting for them. You know, and every single one of Trump's rallies, every time he speaks now, they're jam-packed and there's people waiting outside. They
yeah.
can't get in, but they're standing outside.
Well, it, you know, it, Biden's a president. That's simple as that. So no matter how we talk about it, he's the president. And boy, is he the president. He's really, I don't think he's running things. I really don't. I don't think he even knows. I feel sorry for him. His wife needs to have her butt kicked for even allowing him to make a fool out of himself.
Well, so does his son.
Oh,
so
yeah.
does his son.
I think the son is loving it because he's staying out of trouble. He got a sweetheart deal. He had a sweetheart deal.
No, he's not staying out of trouble. He's able to do what he wants and not get in trouble for it.
True. Yeah, I said it wrong. You're right. Let me get 731 on. 731, you're on, I think.
Hey, I was just, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
So I was listening to the show, and why is it that, you know, I hear a little bit about Biden, you know, taking bribes, him and his son. I hear some, you know, bits and pieces of it, and then it seems like the national media, they never pick it up. If that was Trump, it seems like they, you know, they would hang him with all that information. What's the reason we don't hear more about, you know, all the stuff with Hunter and Joe, if you don't mind?
Go ahead, Gene.
Well, in my opinion, the media is bought and paid for by the cabal, and they want Biden in power. I mean, look at even the lies that they have about Trump with this Russian collusion and the Ukraine call and all this other stuff that obviously never happened. They've proven false. It took forever for it to be proven false because the mainstream media kept pushing it. I believe that they are bought and paid for. And if you watch any of the mainstream, you put side by side any of the mainstream media and listen to them talk about the top headlines, they're verbatim. They're saying the exact same words. They're handed a script, and this is what you do. You don't get to report like they used to. You have to go to alternative media.
Yeah, and if you listen to all three big stations and networks, they all say the same thing, but in a different way.
In a different way. Now, as American people, I would hope that we would be smart enough to, I don't know, to want to bring it to the forefront. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I think that we know what's going on. I don't know if we need the media to tell us. I think we just need to wake up as an American people and realize, you know, what's going on. I don't know if it's going to happen, but.
Yeah.
I agree, but, you know, you have to listen to citizen journalists. You know, you have to seek out those kind of people to listen to. Some people call them truthers. Some people, you know, like, for instance, there's the Nancy Drew that she goes to Washington pretty much every single day and videotapes and shows what's going on. And, you know, there was one thing that went on and the mainstream media said something else was going on, but it was raining the day in which the mainstream media said it was going on. And it was mainstream media said it was sunny. You know, you gotta find these alternatives that are digging in. Even like with the Ukraine and Russia stuff, you can't believe what the mainstream media is telling you. You gotta search. You know, Rumble's a good place to start. Telegram is, you have to take it part of what you get with Telegram. Truth Social is a great place to start. You know, you're gonna get some different perspectives, so to speak.
Right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Lori-Ann, you're on with us, and you can answer this young man's question, I'm sure. If you unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
Happy Saturday
evening.
Night to you.
Live from
I'm with Dean. I mean, obviously, you know, the White House, I don't know if you guys heard, but the federal judge just a few days ago basically issued a stop and desist for the White House to stop censoring or pressuring or coercing or influencing social media companies for censoring information. That is considered free speech, which, of course, the Biden administration is appealing that. I'm hoping it goes to the Supreme Court. So that's a good thing they're appealing it, because I think that if it actually gets to the Supreme Court, that'll be a very important decision to get government to basically release their grips and stop being able to censor free speech. And that means censoring information about the Hunter Biden laptop, censoring information about Biden's involvement, the Biden family's involvement with CCP, energy organizations, bribe money, all of
COVID.
That stuff. And you'll start to actually see it more. Exactly. COVID. All of that stuff. You know, it's one thing me as a libertarian, I've said this many times, yes, the First Amendment applies to our government, not to private companies. So, you know, if a private company wants to limit what's said on their platform, then fine, they have the right to do that. But the problem is we saw with the Twitter files, and we know with Facebook, it's definitely come out that, you know, it's the White House that's dictating that, you know, they're kind of, when they formed their like Ministry of Truth, you know, and so when that happens, then they're just a propaganda arm for the government, and the First Amendment completely applies. And, you know, Biden is a shill. He is part of the cabal. Just like the Clintons were, just like the Obamas were, just like the Bushes were, they are all part of it. They are all behind this New World Order agenda. If you look into the World Economic Forum, They have their youth programs and training programs, like future leaders programs. And guess what? They've infiltrated just about every single sector in society. Their goal, literally, Klaus Schwab and has said that, you know, they've infiltrated cabinets and governments. I mean, this is coming out of his own mouth. Infiltrated. Wow. You know, we're infiltrating government cabinet positions. And then, of course, they're in the media. When you look at the big media heads, like, you know, Anderson Cooper, all the big wigs in the media, they've taken part in these World Economic Forum training courses and stuff, and UN training courses. They are all a part of this One World Order government agenda. And so that is why that Biden is being protected, not only here in the States, but, you know, worldwide. You know, you don't see a lot of foreign press like the BBC and stuff like that being extra critical of him and bringing these things to light either. So, you know, it serves my long answer to your question.
So I appreciate it. I want to recommend something, though, real quick.
Yes.
If you, I don't know how far or how much you where you're at. What is your name, by the way, or what do we call you?
James.
James, okay.
James. Okay, James. I'm Gene. Anyways, I would highly recommend looking up Fall of the Cabal. They have done a phenomenal series dating way back. I mean, like, way back. And you can educate yourself with, and they bring you right up to modern day.
Yeah.
Right up to COVID, vaccines, et cetera. You know, it's like even Bill Gates stating, we can control the population through healthcare, vaccination, and something else. I can't remember what it was. But basically, you're talking about vaccines and abortion. You know,
you gotta start at
killing
the,
people off.
Start at
right.
the beginning.
Absolutely, it's an eye opening. And she brings facts. They bring facts. It's not just their opinion. They show you factually things that have gone on, and you can look up and research even more if you want. But
look,
it's a phenomenal series.
Like boiling.
No, absolutely. Go ahead,
sorry. Go by little, and by little until you're boiled. And Pianchi, you're on, sir.
Would you want to
thank you very much.
You're welcome, Pianchi.
Hello, Jane.
From the great state of Louisiana.
Hello.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, sir.
No, not Jinx.
Not James.
Zucchini Jane.
Oh,
Gene, go ahead.
What?
Oh, well, Pianchi said hello.
You were saying hello.
I said hello. Hello. But he wanted to say something just before you brought Pianchi on, I think.
Well,
no,
I sent you an email of a new type, of a new national anthem. Play it when you get a chance.
I think I got it.
It's disgusting. What did you want to say, James?
Saying I appreciate your guys' input. I definitely am going to do some more research. It's hard for me to believe that the American people, they don't see this happening. You know, everybody just, it seems like let whatever, you know, all this stuff happen. And it's like if Trump got a speeding ticket, they'd want to impeach him. It's crazy, the hypocrisy, and it's just, I would think that everybody would be able to see it, but thank you for your input, and I'll hang up and I'll listen, so have a good night, thank you.
Well, stay on the line, you might want to...
I was just going to say, James, think about how do you boil a frog, you know, fresh frog. When you want fresh frog legs, how do you do it? Do you put a live frog in a hot boiling pot? Nope. You put him in water that he's comfortable in and turn on the heat low until it boils and the frog is dead. That is what has happened to our society. That's what has happened to our society. We have been, little by little, you know, brainwashed in a sense. You know, accept this, accept that, accept this. And you're this if you do, if you, you know, you're racist if you don't, this, that, or the other thing. You know, or we're intolerant if we don't agree with you. So it's, that's how people are not believing. It's because they've been boiled. And they just don't
just
even know.
Hang on. Jill Scott sings the new national anthem. This is not the land of the free, but the home of the slaves. Oh, my gosh.
10 years old. I'm 51 now, by the way.
Well, good for you.
It's not the land of the free, but she can get up and do this, really?
Okay.
That this place doesn't smile. All you colored child. Whose blood built this land.
System is hold on. There we go. Wow. Okay. I got an answer for that if you just give me a second. If it'll play, because something just blew the hell up. Somebody ought to buy me a computer. Jesus, what's going on with my stuff? Hang on. It's coming. Slowly but surely. It's like a dial-up now, all of a sudden. Come on now. Here we go. I think. Damn. I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Okay, don't yell at me. TikTok.
I'm a former Marine, and I became aware that there are two verses, and we need to hear the second verse, which says, oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven rescued land praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this
Okay, now it died. Come on, dude. Finish it. You only got 17 seconds. Are you kidding me? My computer... Hold on. Let's see if, I can't even do that. Oh. Here we go. All right, no.
So,
play ball. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Second verse.
Yeah, it's better than Home of the Slave.
Yeah, what? Where in the hell was she singing this thing at?
At an Essence event.
Oh, well, you know, it's more than black people that made this country. I hope they know. And if everybody gets reparations.
Retributions?
Yeah.
Reparations.
Yeah. It's, how about the white people that actually fought in the war also and died for the cause? Why not give them reparations?
Can I real quick go back to her version of the national anthem?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If this was not a free country, if you were still a slave, if you are still so oppressed, you would not be able to get up and sing that version. Just saying.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to.
But it cracks me up. If we were such a racist country, Obama wouldn't have been president for two terms. They don't think of that either.
Listen, I'm going to tell both of you and Gene,
go
do
ahead.
Not get in arguments with people like that. You're just wasting your time.
Yeah. Did you, the Breakfast Club, did you hear what happened when I can't even pronounce his damn name.
The Indian American, yes, I heard it. That's another example why you don't want to be arguing with people like that.
Woo.
Just do what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, nice and quietly, and just do it.
Well,
as soon as you argue with it, there's going to be another white group that's going to be getting on their knees kissing people's shoes.
Oh, my God. That guy from the chicken joint, he got on his knees and started cleaning the tennis shoes off of one of the, I think it was Sally, but I'm not really sure, basketball player. We need to do that. And then he stood up and we need to give them a hug. And he hugged this guy and everybody's looking at him like, are you nuts? What are you doing? Well, that's been going around the internet. I wonder if that hurt their business. They're building one in Flint. But anyway, yeah, it's bullshit. And pretty soon, Blog Talk Radio will be the same way. One of us will get a knock on our door. Knock on our door and pull the plug. Put you in handcuffs. Take you down to the Fed building in Flint. And spank you a little bit. Scare you a little bit and let you go. Bianchi, you'll be down there in Louisiana. Lorianne, you'll be in Oregon. Gene, you'll be in Flushing. They'll come get you.
They already want to come get me, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Do I look like I care?
You will when they're banging on the door, but then they'll get a rude awakening if they break in.
Yep. You know, and just the more I hate to say it, I know I don't hate to say it. I am so glad that Pride Month is over. It's like it seems like it's crammed out. You know what? You live your life the way you want.
Yeah.
Just do it. I don't care. I don't need it shoved down my throat. I don't need it all over my television, all over the billboards, all over any store that you walk into. I don't need it. I don't want it. It pisses me off, and it makes me more, what's the word I want to resist your pride.
You know, yeah, I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're transgender. You've been, well, I mean, you like Gene said, you're pushing it on our kids, and that's where you're getting the pushback. It seems like our country bends over backwards for about 5% of the country.
Mm-hmm.
5% of the country hit their ass and change everything. How we teach kids. I mean, now you can go in and go to your classroom looking like a clown without the stars and stripes in the corner. You got one of those rainbow flags.
Yeah, how about being proud to be an American, you know?
Go ahead.
I said I just wish they had a Pride Month for, you know, people to be proud to be an American for once, you know, not let the kids cut off their body parts before they can even vote. I don't think it's a good decision, you know, at all.
It isn't a good decision. It's a terrible decision, and I hope these kids, these young people that are suing the hospitals and the doctors that allowed this to let this happen, and the psychiatrist that said, yeah, after 70 minutes of talking to the little girl, it's you can go ahead and get your breast cut off at 12. If you're 2 years old and you're a boy and you pick up a Barbie, all of a sudden you go from Larry to Laura.
Lindsay.
There you go.
When did this
all change? It pisses me off.
We've been boiled frogs. I'm telling you, we've been boiled frogs.
That's right. Hold on. Go ahead,
Bianchi. James said something about a month of Pride for America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, July should be that month. We got the 4th of July.
Well,
but 9 out of 10 people have no idea why we even celebrate the 4th of July.
Well, Benny Johnson, he's got a powerful show. He has named July America, Pride America, and show your flags, you know, do whatever you do. But show that you're proud to be an American.
And why don't we have a month that says, I'm proud to be a heterosexual?
Okay. Bianchi, go ahead.
You just say that yourself, but Louisiana state legislature passed amongst a bunch of bills, three of them. One was to prohibit foreign adversaries from purchasing land, leasing and acquiring land in Louisiana. Another one prohibits certain procedures to alter the sex of a minor child. And another one prohibits discussion of sexual orientation, gender identity, prohibits instruction, discussion of pronouns. Now, the legislature passed all three of those among some others. Real good ones, too. One of them is that Bible to be taught in history and literature. And in God we trust to be put on public buildings.
Very good.
The Democratic governor vetoed all of them. And I don't know how in the hell he got elected in this red state. I really don't.
Oh, man. Really now, can they overrule it? I mean, can they,
They're trying to. Get the COS is trying to get its members to contact their representatives and state senators and representatives and tell them to override it.
Yeah, they can. I think. I don't know your constitution in Louisiana, but in Michigan, just kick it out with a certain amount of votes. Don't know what it is.
Yeah, and on that discussion about foreign adversaries owning land.
Mm-hmm.
They had a room discussion on that, and the room was packed with standing room only outside the room, and they were all Chinese immigrants working in Louisiana on visas. And they was against the bill.
They were against
the bill.
Well,
hell, they're not even citizens.
Jesus. What district? I'm looking at somebody sent me something from Crowdsource, The Truth, and it says, is the Louisiana District Court ruling a victory for free speech? I don't know what they're talking about without playing it. And I don't, it's probably pretty long. Do you know anything about that?
I think it's probably referring to the case that I was just talking about. The federal judge that basically did the cease and desist for the Biden administration and White House to stop censoring via social media.
Okay. All right.
And you know something, Donnie?
What's that, sir?
The damn government is not supposed to be doing that crap any damn way. This administration, these Democrats is just going to run completely wild. They're off the hook.
Yeah, they're definitely off the hook. You talk about one thing, it seems like another thing is happening. It's like, look over here, but not over there. That's how it's been since I was able to vote. I don't know. Now it's coming out that Nixon was really pretty, you know, right now he wouldn't be impeached. Because of the certain things that came, they have proof now that he didn't really start this thing. He did try to hide it, but they're coming out with more and more paper on that. But we had a coup in 1963. Simple as that. That was the start. I believe the CIA had started this. And they blew the head off of our president, and that was it. We wouldn't have been in Vietnam, probably. He signed, what was it, 101, bringing back 1,000, there weren't even troops over there. They were bringing back 1,000, and then in 6 months later, bringing the rest back, we wouldn't even had a footprint in Vietnam. But then we had Johnson, and he opened the floodgates with a false flag too, by the way, Gulf of Tonkin. That didn't happen. Seems like every war we've been in, pretty much, it's been a false flag to get us involved. I didn't mean to put everybody to sleep.
Yeah, did you see that Biden is going to be sending cluster bombs to the Ukraine, something that our government criticized Russia for, calling it, you know, war crime and stuff. And now Biden's going to go, here you go, Ukraine, start using these.
Well, some of the administration of course, won't give their names, said we are running out of artillery to send them all but cluster bombs. How about that? Running out. When Admiral in the Navy, he said they can't send anymore.
We shouldn't be sending them anything anyway.
Oh, I agree, Gene. I do agree. Mike Pence said we should be over there. We should pump more money in there. He's running for president.
We shouldn't even be sending them money. Nothing.
We
need to keep our nose out of it.
Yeah. We're in a proxy war with Russia, and we're gonna make them get rid of Putin, and we're going to make Russia go broke. Hell, we're broke. We're the ones that are broke.
Yeah. Not the senators, they have deals with all these gun companies, so they're getting paid, you know, when we send everything over, so they're not broke.
Military industrial complex. All you have to do is go to 1960 and Eisenhower's last address to the nation, where he warned us about the military-industrial complex. Right? Go listen to that. And John Kennedy warned us about secret societies. Robert Kennedy Sr. was going to open up and find out who in the hell had his brother killed, and then they killed him. Yeah, we got to, everybody talks about Russia. Since I was in kindergarten, they've been talking about Russia doing this, Russia's going to do that. They haven't done a damn thing to us. Not a thing. Like I said this many times on this show, until I got out of the sixth grade, we had to be in the hallway once a month with our head between our legs because of the Cold War. And yeah. Every day after that, it's all Russia, and not China. They're building weapons out there, and we aren't doing a damn thing. They're in Cuba now, and that's just fine. I don't hear a damn thing about that. We almost went to nuke war back in, what, 62? Early 63, when Khrushchev was running Russia? They had missiles in Cuba, 90 miles away.
Yep.
Come on. We had to take our stuff out of Turkey, and they took their stuff out of Cuba. And then they made a deal. So they got rid of Khrushchev, and they got rid of Kennedy. It's just... They'll do anything. Power and money. Power and money.
Well, you know, I even remember in school that they, you know, were pushing that Germany was so bad. Germany. And so I'm surprised they haven't really brought Germany into all those, too.
Yeah, Germany. I'll tell you what. That would have went on two more years with the weapons that they were working on. They would have taken us over in a minute. They were working on things that in the future, the United States wasn't working on. That's why we took their scientists over here. And then a few years later, we went to maybe the moon. Now people are saying we didn't even go to the moon.
You know, Russia's space station got jacked up. So what the U.S. said, come on and join on with us. And they did.
Yeah,
they make rockets for our heavy lift. They make the engines for our heavy lift rockets.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but he's retired out of Russia. And the folks that, I don't know who they are in the United States, they got together about UFOs. Because they said if there are such things, and they think there is, we need to be together on this. If they're flying around in our and landing and taking off in our oceans, we need to know what the hell it is. And I guess Russia shot something down, and they got it, and they said it was not of our world. Now, I don't know what the hell that means, really, but... You can believe it or not.
Well, I believe Adam Schiff is one of them. And Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Zuckerberg does look like he came from Mars. Make it Pluto.
Yeah, his neck look like a giraffe neck.
Yeah. And that haircut. He could have been Moe's brother.
Then you got these idiots out there crying over the damn affirmative action still.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they are. I got tape after tape people sending me crap.
That thing should have been over a long time ago. That should have been start. And, you know, here's the thing about that. No, only public institutions were supposed to try to adhere to that. Private didn't have to do anything. But you had Harvard take it upon themselves with what they done by giving these test takers points, blacks 310 points, Hispanics 270 points, whites zero, Asians minus 140. But you know what? You know what should be done at the football combine. This is a good one. When they run in the 40, I asked my grandson what was a good time. He said about 4.3. I said, well, what they need to do is start the white player off with a negative 0.8. And that way you can get some equity and equality. Start the white runner off at, let his clock start off at a negative 0.8. Since you want to give these kids points before they sit down and don't give whites any, and then you want to take away from the Asian a perfect score of 1600.
Yeah.
The Asian would have to score 1740, which they probably could do. And that's the reason, you know, if Harvard didn't do what they'd done, the whole damn classes would be full of Asians because they work hard.
Yeah.
Asians and the Nigerians, they work hard. They don't never talk about the Nigerians. You know why?
I don't. Yeah, they don't.
It's because their skin is black.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. They complain about them like the student body, the black student body at Cornell University complained to the administration that they were admitting too many Africans. Well, they were scoring the highest on the test. Now, that ain't racism. I don't know what it is. But people let that stuff go on. It's ridiculous. It said that Clarence Thomas benefited from affirmative action. Well, hell, he didn't have anything to do with the fact that they was using it in an inappropriate way. But now that he's a judge, you mean to tell me that he's supposed to rule for something that's continuing to be used in an inappropriate way? I don't understand the logic with some of these folks. Why in the heck would you want your child to be given points? I asked my grandson about that. On orientation day, he had to take a test at LSU to make sure that his math skill was appropriate for the degree that he was majoring in, with calculus and so on and so on. So he scored in the 90s. Now, if you had another black child that scored in, say, like a 55, and he got the seat and they kicked my grandson out, I'd probably be in jail right about now. I wouldn't be on here with you. That's what it had gotten down to. And affirmative action in construction, Donnie, is when they send out notifications to any contractor that wants to be signed up to receive it. And a notification is what's called an invitation to bid, letting them know that they can participate in this project and take advantage of the opportunity. They don't give in commercial construction. You don't get awarded a contract because of the color of your skin. You get awarded a contract because you have low bid and your bid is certified to be appropriate. That means you don't miss anything. You can't bid the carpet and leave the back end out for somebody else. That ain't going to work. That's not an appropriate bid.
Well, we run dead. No, I'm just kidding. You know, but with them applying it to the schools, in my opinion, it was telling the student you're not good enough, so we have to give you, you're handicapped just because of your skin color. So we're going to give you these extra points. I wouldn't want to be entered that way.
Well, let's look at the things they don't came up here lately. Out there in California, they said that people out there said math is racist. Up
right.
there, what is it, Oregon? Oregon, that governor, she
yeah,
done away with
math. Our previous Kate Brown.
Yeah, what did she say, Laurie?
Yeah, she suspended the math and reading comprehension requirements for graduating high school because it's unfair to people of color.
All right. You had that. And then you got these affirmative action where you say that black kids can't pass tests. See, it's nothing wrong with the kids. The problem is with the parents, the family, and the community. They don't prepare those children. That's what the problem is. That's a shame. They just use them. They exploit them. Teachers get paid regardless if the child is doing well or not. They get paid, then they turn around and pay their dues to the teachers union. That's how that crap go down. That's totally ridiculous. Then they said that blacks can't get IDs to vote. Remember? In Georgia, they can't get IDs. Making them have IDs other than a Bible is racist. All this is a bunch of bull crap.
Again,
they got these time machines. Donnie, they got these time machines that they get into. They go back for, you know, slavery existed in the United States for 76 years. I mean, is that what you figure to? 1865, 13th Amendment, outlawed slavery. The United States ratified to be a nation in what? 1789 to 1865. It's 76 years. In 1808, they outlawed the importation.
Amazing.
So where does 400 years come in at? If people got these time machines where they can travel back 400 years, they shouldn't be poor at all. They need to make some money. They need to sell that to the military industrial complex. I think you could get at least $1,000 off a time machine that can go back 400 years, don't you?
Well, they always exaggerate. Too. I mean, they just do. They exaggerate everything. If it was 10 days, it was 10 years. You know? It's always exaggerated.
And you know what affirmative action don't apply is with the Department of Defense and NASA. That's where the big money is, right? The Department of Defense, that's what Eisenhower was talking about. Well, affirmative action don't apply with them. That's the good old boy system. Nope. And then they make a comment about white women took advantage of it. Well, that's because white women had businesses established for whatever reason. And when the opportunity, when they received their invitation to bid, they took advantage of it. And, of course, you had some didn't join on to their husband's business, but that wasn't illegal. And another thing, in construction, there's no penalties. All they are is goals. They had certification, classification, that was WBE, which is Women Business Enterprise. They had, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, MBE, Minority Business Enterprise, and they had DBE, which is Disadvantaged Business Enterprise. That applies to government jobs. And all they are is goals. Well, we would like to see 20% of the contracts on this job go to a disadvantaged business organization, a women's business enterprise, minority business enterprise. But guess what? If you didn't meet that, guess what happened? Nothing.
Nothing.
There was no monetary punishment whatsoever.
I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I guess not.
You guys can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody answer me because my thing's blown up and I just now got back on.
Well, sometimes we're on mute, so you have to give us a second to unmute ourselves.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't on, is what I'm saying. So if anybody was pushing one, I couldn't get to you because, thanks, Robert. Anyway, I'm back, so and I could hear you, Pianchi. Absolutely right. Now, your AG did something, and that blew up. It's gone. Somebody sent it to me to play for you. Something about your attorney general. I don't know. Is he running for government or what? No, I lost Pianchi.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to you. You live in Louisiana. Come on.
I don't.
Something about your attorney general, but then my computer blew up and took it right off. I can't find it. Okay.
Your computer must have a malware virus or something.
We're having a hard time tonight. That is true. Let me get 336 on. 336, you are now on.
Oh, yeah. How's everybody doing there tonight? Anybody hear about the woman there that this weekend, or was it a couple days ago, that was on the airplane and she thought she got turned into a reptile or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
hear about that?
Yeah. She kept saying that guy, he's an alien. He's, you know, he's turning into a reptile. And then he's a lizard. Look at his eyes.
Yeah.
I said, is that my cousin Kathy? My cousin Daniel? But you had to be there, Joseph.
crazy.
Yeah, she freaked out. Damn, that poor lady. I don't know. She didn't sound stone. She just lost it. She was seeing something nobody else could see.
Well, you know, Donnie, yeah. I'm gonna tell you something.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you that as funny as strange as that sounds, there are people that do have those peculiarities about them, can see things that others can't. I had a grandmother that was like that.
Is that right?
You're right.
What do you mean? What?
My mother died in the hospital, and my grandmother went to the door and pulled the curtain back. You know, we had a curtain on my door.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Who stood my mother?" So she gathered me up and went and made a phone call to the hospital, and sure as hell, she had passed away.
Damn.
So there is people that have those qualities, man. So that lady might have been seeing something that we can't hear, just like Otis can hear storms coming.
Yeah,
he's still acting pretty.
Yeah, he sure can. My mom was, I wish my sister was here, because my mom, she was in Alabama, and she woke up, and she said our house was broken into in Michigan. And I was already over there, and it was, somebody did break in. And I called, and my mom told me, she said, I know what you're going to tell me. I said, no way. They've lived there over 30 years and never had this problem. And she said, somebody broke in our house. I said, damn, how did you know that? She said, I dreamt it. She was right. My sister told me, because I left home early, and she said, mom could do a lot of that stuff. You could see in the future a little bit. But I see my
grandmother did.
Well, wait just a second. I got to tell this story. I never seen my grandmother, my mom's mom. Never seen her. Never seen a picture. And my mom didn't have any pictures. Well, I was eating cereal, and I was in the fourth grade. Fourth or fifth grade. I think fourth grade. And I was just eating. I said, Mom, I woke up last night and I seen a lady at the end of my bed smiling at me. And her hair was in a bun and she wore a blue printed dress. And my mom said, shut up. She yelled at me to shut up. And years later, I was married and had my own kids. I'm walking in my grandfather's house. And I seen this picture, and I told my mom, my mom was right in front of me. I said, Mom, that's the lady I seen. And she looked at me, she said, I know, that's my mom. That's the first time. And she said, I got an old dress up there, and it was the same damn dress up in the attic in our house in Michigan. Unbelievable. There you go. Article 5 convention.
Explain that one.
Exactly. What's that?
Explain that one.
Can't.
My grandfather told me a story. Once he was I think he was down in Alabama, by the way. Maybe Cleveland, Ohio. Anyway, him and several of them was out in the woods. I guess they were going hunting. And they heard this baby crying. And they kept walking toward where the noise is coming up. They came to an area where there was a fallen tree, and his baby was sitting on top of the trunk.
Wow.
So he gathered the baby up in his arm and walked back to the house and went into the kitchen where his mother was, his wife. And told her, look, we found this baby out there. So he tried to give the baby to her, and the baby wouldn't turn him loose. So they stood there, and all of a sudden she told him, said, you take that baby back and put it back where you found
him. Oh, what?
She told him.
What?
He said, take that baby back and put it back where you found him.
Hold on. Now, that can't be the end of the story.
Well, no, it's not the end of the story, but they did.
Right.
And they went on doing what they was doing. They camped out. They camped out near a railroad track. And he said he woke up in the middle of his sleep, and that stood over him, and all he could see of this thing was his eyes being reflected off the fire. They had a campfire to keep him warm. So he reached in fire and pulled out a piece of coal and shooed the thing away. And whatever it was, it left. And then next morning, one of them had rolled over on the track and got killed by a train that came through.
Oh, wow.
So it's a lot to that stuff, man. I had experience with the same thing you did at the foot of my bed. I woke up and I seen this silhouette walk across the room. You know, like you could see the outlines of it, but you could see through it.
Yeah.
And I asked, who are you? Who are you? And I was in a sort of a trance.
I wasn't afraid either. That was strange. Yeah, I wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
And I just looked. And she smiled at me and stayed there for about a minute, I'm guessing, and was gone, just like that.
Well, I asked pastors about that. I asked pastors about ghosts and everything, and of course, you know, oh, nope, not true. It's their demons playing with your head. So that's what he said automatically. So I said, well, how do you know? And he said, why, if it's a demon that's trying to play with your head and they only seen it one time in their life, then what was the purpose of it? What was it trying to do? You know, it doesn't make sense what you're saying.
Yeah. I never happened to me again like that.
Yeah.
Well, I was laying in the bed, and I woke open my eyes up, and you could see like if somebody's a black man had a robe on over his shoulders. Looked like one of those that they wore in the ancient times. It was powder blue with white underneath of it. He was reaching down to me like he was reaching out of the cloud.
Oh.
So there's a lot of stuff to this. I had another experience in Ghana, West Africa. When I was in one location down by Cape Coast, and I was going to fly out the next morning, so I traveled to the hotel there near the airport, and I got ready for bed, and I sat down on the side of the bed, took my shoes off, slipped my pants off, and my shoes was facing toes away from the bed. Okay.
No.
I woke up the next morning, my shoes was turned around, and one shoe was balanced perfectly on his toe. So I called back down there to near Cape Coast with a friend I was with and told him about it. He said, you know what that was? That was them little people. They call them cotobellies, and they followed you down there. And I said, what do you mean? Well, they feed it backwards. That's why the shoes are like that.
Oh.
Well, I almost died twice. I almost died twice, two separate times, and nothing spectacular happened to me. I didn't see nothing. I didn't hear nothing. I was scared to death. I thought I was going to die. That's it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I didn't know. You know, I mean, I literally almost died. So, I mean, I just don't know. Maybe I had to die. I don't know. I hear about these people that say they died and went to heaven or they seen things or whatever. I didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
I almost died, too, a few years ago. My stomach blew up, and I was bleeding, and I was brave and strong in front of my wife and daughter-in-law, and I told them, go on home, I'm all right. But then I fell asleep. It was like I was in a trance. You know, I felt like a trance. Well, I lost so much blood, but I didn't see light. I didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
I was saying, well, this might be it. And I wasn't afraid, but hell, you can't stop, you know, nothing I could do about it. But I was like a trance, but it's only because I lost so much blood. It was a medical, more medical than it was anything else. So, yeah, I'm like you. I see nothing, hear nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, and I was just, yeah. Second time when I was stabbed, you know, I mean, I was hard to breathe, and I was just scared, you know. I mean, I just more or less scared that I was going to die. I was like, man, I can't believe that's it. You know, I can't believe it's all over.
All right. Yeah.
And that was
it. If I was a young man, I would have been scared, no doubt about it, but I'm an old man, so, you know, if it was my time, it was my time. Then I didn't see anything. I said, man, I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. I didn't see no light.
Now, when my dad passed away, now, I went up to, you know, they say, you know, people wait, you know, for certain, I mean, he was like dying, and they were like, you need to hurry up and get up here to Connecticut. And I was trying to get up there. And as soon as I got up there by his side, I stayed by his side, you know, 4 hours later, he died. You know, wow. So, but, you know, they said he was waiting for me to get up there. But the night he died, I was just me and him in the room, and something was pulling at my belt in the back of me. Like, it tugged at me three times. And I was like, what the heck? Who's behind me? And I'll never forget that. I mean, I didn't see nothing. I'm not going to make it out more than what it was. But something pulled at my belt, literally. And I was like, what the heck was that? And it got ice cold in the room. I mean, when he died, it was freezing in that room, man. Cause my sister woke up. You know, what? You know, she's like, he's gone, and, you know, and it was freezing. She goes, Joey, it's freezing in here, you know, and it was ice cold in that room, so.
Wow.
I mean, it was summertime. It was in June, so it was June of last year, so. And
yeah,
I had no
wow.
central air in that house.
Oh, that would have got
my cold.
You know, kids can see that. My Quentin's father died, my grandson, and they had the funeral. They came back to the house. They had a repast. People, you know, come there to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was in the kitchen with her sisters, and they was preparing food and stuff. Then the kids that was in the living room playing, one or two of them came to the kitchen and said, there's a man in there. I think my wife said, what man? Is it the man in there sitting in the chair? So they went in there and wasn't nobody. But those kids can see things, man.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah. Yeah. In my wife's village, a baby, of course, this was predominant in Africa anyway. When a baby is born, a baby is taken, families in the village would take that baby and look at that baby to see who the baby reminds them of that's coming back. And they always say that the baby is given to the grandfather because the baby is coming from where the grandfather is about ready to go. And they may have some kind of message or something.
Well, you're down there in Louisiana where they have all that voodoo stuff, right? Hello?
Yeah, so they say.
Well,
a lot of that stuff is, a lot of that stuff is true, Donnie. See, here's the thing. All these people can't be lying. Just like with Bigfoot and Sasquatch, every place around the world, this story exists.
Yes, it does.
Even in the Himalayas.
Yeah.
So all these people cannot be lying.
I agree. I agree with you. I believe there's something because it's been spotted. It's been on tape. There's a real good tape. They say it's better than the first, I don't even know what year that was. That guy took the tape in state of Washington. This is a tape that he's eating something like out of a tree, a hole in a tree. You can hear him ripping the, bark or something off this tree, getting whatever he's eating out of this tree. And he looks at the person, and the guy didn't stop filming, and he wasn't shaking, and it showed him taking off, walking away, and the stride of his, legs is unbelievable. It was, and the experts checked the tape out, said it's not an AI deal, it was a real, and they took it to another expert that does measurements. He can look at something distance and he can measure how tall the guy or whatever it was. And he said it was 9 foot tall. 9 foot. And it's a big, big animal, whatever in the hell it was. So, yeah, I do believe in that. Too many people seen it. Boy, we lost everybody.
I just can't figure out why nobody's killed one yet, though. I just can't get over. How can they be that elusive? You got
one
people out there hunting them.
One guy said he shot it. Shot what he's seen, and it was still, it just took off. He said, he shot it. I forgot how many yards away. It's pretty close with the 30-06. He said, it should have dropped. Whatever, he didn't know what it was, but it was a big, standing tall, whatever it was. But things took off.
My question is this, not just why has nobody shot one. After all of these years with all the hunters and everybody in the woods and whatnot, why have they not ever found remains?
That's right.
Of one from one dying.
They
have not found that.
They did find fur that isn't, it can't be identified. They don't know what it is.
But if one laid and died, there would be bones. It would be complete, or at least there would be bones.
Well, look at the structures they leave. They claim, these things are bent. These trees are bent and like a hut, made a hut. You got to look at some of that stuff. A person can't do that. There's no way. And it's I don't know. They're unanswered. Some places they claim they've seen an orb. When they seen it, they seen also an orb. So now they're thinking maybe something to do with UFOs or things. I don't know. I don't know. But too many people, like you said, have seen it all over the world. And I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Well, I know there are places in Alaska and even in Washington State and in the Rocky Mountains and Wyoming and whatnot. There are places that are so. Hang on.
Oh, go ahead. And he's right. There's places all over the world people have never stepped foot in, like the rainforest. You see, you know, Puerto Rico's got a rainforest. Oh, my gosh. There's no way people could get in there and find their way out. If you did get in, it's so dense. Beautiful, though, but dense. And they found an animal not too long ago they thought was extinct hundreds of years ago, and they found it. So anything's possible, I guess. I see an Alabama number down there. Probably Kathy. I don't know. Kathy or Daniel. Push one to say howdy if you want to. Because everybody is ignoring
me. There's a place in Ghana. A town called Takoradi. This is where Goodyear rubber, I guess they have access to these rubber trees. And I ain't shitting you. It can be high noon. And you walk off into them groves of trees, and you damn near have to turn on a flashlight. It's just
right.
That thick. No kidding.
No, I
one of the things I used to do when I was younger, I used to go hunting by myself up around Hannibal.
Mm-hmm.
You know Missouri, Hannibal, Missouri, and
yeah.
Ellsbury.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a park up there called Ashburn Park. It's either Ashland or Ashburn. So I was deer hunting, and I parked my car in the parking lot, and I walked off into... Well, I had to walk up kind of like the mountain. You walk along the side of it. And I think when I parked, it was about 2:30. It might have been 2 o'clock. You know what happened to me?
No.
My watch stopped.
Your watch stopped?
Yeah, my watch quit. So I'm walking in, and next thing I know, it's starting to get dark. And I looked at my watch. My watch still looking at 2:30. I said, well, damn, this thing can't be right. So what happened, it was too damn dark to try to walk out of there. And I had passed this little structure, like a big doll house, I guess somebody had there in the woods. I don't know. So I went back to the doll house, and I had a knapsack. I had a little... You know, it wasn't a backpack. It was something you carried on your side. So I had some apples in there. So I took those out and I crushed them up and threw them out away from the house. I said, well, something, you know, was going to try to come in and get those apples. So I crawled up in that dollhouse, had my rifle, and fell asleep. It was storming off in the way. You could see the lightning flashes, but it wasn't raining where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And the flashing is what helped me to find that house. But I crawled off in that bed, boy, and went to sleep, man. If anything had came up that, to that doorway, I was going to blast it with my rifle. I had a 30-06.
There you go. That
well,
was
no shit. My watch stopped.
Damn.
And daylight came, I went on back. Found my way back to the car. But, you know, I think about this stuff today, and I said, I must have been crazy as hell. That's something you never want to do is go out in the woods hunting by yourself. Anything can happen.
No. You bet anything could happen. We got Alabama on the line. I don't know which one it is. Daniel or Kathy.
It's me, Donnie.
Oh, well, hello, cousin.
Hello, cuz. I've been listening to y'all on the internet. Hello there. You know, when you start talking about this unexplained stuff that you're going to get my attention.
Did you hear? I guess you've seen the tape of the lady on the airplane.
I did.
I thought of you.
I did.
I had a look.
We've sent you stuff where they're shapeshifters or something, you know. Maybe she really saw something. Maybe she didn't. I don't know.
I don't know, but I think she probably did see something that scared the hell out of her.
She freaked out, for sure. Yeah.
It might have been in her mind. She seen something.
Well, he gave a little video after that. You know, I don't know what was wrong with her. You know, I'm not an alien. I'm not a reptilian, you know.
Well, he had a hoodie on.
Yeah.
He had his little hoodie on, and I'm going, is that the dude? Why has he got a damn hoodie on in an airplane? Well, you guys go ahead. I gotta give Otis something. He's missing. It's time. So, Kathy, take over.
What?
With
no.
But Kathy,
I'm listening to you guys talk about stuff.
Kathy, you heard what I said.
I did.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm sure that you would agree.
Okay.
There's people in this world that can see these things.
I've always been skeptical, you know, just not really sure. But it's all... You know, I mean, I'm open. It's always a possibility that they can. You know, children are pure at heart. You know, they're innocent. You know, I think that they can see things sometimes.
I
think
can
our
tell
animals,
you some more things.
Our animals can sense things, you know.
Absolutely.
Animals can.
I could tell you some more things, but...
Well,
the older people, they could see those things. And then you got the kids. Hey, them kids was in the living room, and my wife and her sister was in the kitchen preparing food. The kids came in and said, there's a man sitting in a chair in the living room. There's a man in there.
Yeah. Well... You know, I am religious. I mean, we're not going to talk about religion, but I do believe we have souls. That's the everlasting part of us, you know.
But wouldn't they leave some sort of tracks behind if we have souls or spirits? I mean, there has to be some sort of tracks or some sort of evidence that it's left behind. You know, what is. And, like, you know what I mean? There can't be nothing that's nothing. It's always something is out of something. So it's like atoms and neutrons and whatnot, you know, energy. Energy is a form of something. So it leaves some sort of tracks behind. So our souls don't.
I think our souls are a type of energy. But, you know, we can't see them. Maybe some people can. I mean, I'm just going by, you know, I've heard a lot of stuff in my lifetime, too, where... A lot of souls will go on to the next dimension, heaven, you know. Some are trapped here, you know, and they don't go on. But I have seen where souls are energy. I mean, we're just so dumbed down from decades and decades of oppression from the globalists and everything. The food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, you know, keeps us dumbed down to where we can experience some of this stuff that some people do. I don't know why some can see this stuff and others can't, other than the fact that we're just dumbed down. We're just not open enough for it or
I go for hikes sometimes in the woods. Like I went a couple weeks ago in the woods, and you know it was real hot out and everything. And I'm deep in the woods now, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, imagine if I had to live back here. I said, boring as hell, you know. What ain't nothing to do. Imagine what people did back then. How did we survive back, you know, so long? Who showed us how to live? I mean, how did? I mean, we just poof. We didn't just come here and. that's it. Here we are. Something, it has to be a beginning. There has to be a beginning. And we didn't, roll up on shore from a fish, monkey. We didn't come from a monkey, So what was the first people here? I mean, what was it like? I mean, I just don't understand how they could have gotten along without, fire and light and everything. I mean, how did they come about? How did when they were born, babies, obviously. So how did they get by for the first few years,
Well, I think in the future, a lot of our history that we believe is history now it's going to be all bass-ass backwards. What we have all been taught in school and what we've been told, it's not going to be that way. The wars aren't going to be the way we learned that they were. Our history's not going to be. Our beginnings isn't going to be. But I do have to bring this up, one more time, but, according to the Bible, Genesis, we are created in the image of God. What is God? God is a spirit, a spiritual being, and that's our souls that we have created like him,
And
our body,
and he's outside of time, and God is outside of time, and we can't understand or comprehend in our brain.
We can't even comprehend it. No, I've heard people call it source, but most every religion in the world, they have something like a God or a source. It may not be. You may not be called the same thing, but they all
heaven,
have
but heaven, like,
beginning.
I have just a question. Just the question I always ask, the most important one. Okay, when we die, where do we go when we die? Okay, people say, well, heaven. Okay, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to be doing in heaven? What are we going to do? I mean, what they're going to do? I mean,
there's not going to be any time. We don't have the physical bodies, I mean, here, we have to work. We have to be doing something. We have to make a living. We have to eat. We have to breathe. We have to whatever. But you're not going to have that physical body anymore, just the soul. There will be, and time will not be a factor. There is no time after that. You don't grow old. I've seen two or three videos, different ones, and according to this, I'm just telling y'all what I've seen. I'm not saying I believe it all, but I'm going to speculate and think, well, maybe. But when you're a 90-year-old man and you die, okay, and your soul moves on, well, your soul does not age like your physical body does. Your soul matures to a certain age, maybe 20s, 30s, and it stays like that. You don't grow old.
Well, they say in heaven we'll have the body of like Christ, and Christ was a 33-year-old man, so that's what they say. We'll have we'll have glorified bodies like Christ.
Yeah.
That's what they say. But, again, they say we'll be eating in heaven. Okay, if we eat, where are we going to go to the bathroom? That makes no sense. These are questions like when they say the Lord walked with Adam.
Where's that at where you'll be eating in heaven?
Well, with the feast, just for an example, let's go to Genesis. He says the Lord walked with Adam. Well, how did he walk with Adam? He's got legs. So I don't understand. These are just simple things that I'd like to point out that are contradictions to what people say. And then he saw the spirits around the Lord singing holy, holy, holy. Is that what we're going to do all day long, sing holy, holy, holy? Come on.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
You heard me sing, that'll be end of me. We got to sing. But if I can get with Ann Margaret, me and Nanny.
I don't know. We don't understand a lot of that, but we know enough. We know enough to be good people, teaches
us. The Bible is supposed to reveal, God says he reveals himself through his word. And his word is the Bible, or God's word. Well, you know, these are important questions. I mean, don't you think that more should be revealed about heaven, where we're going to spend eternity, than we are here on earth? I mean, you know, so it's just, these are just, like, when I get into theological discussions with pastors, I just go in deep into these questions, because I want to know what happens when I die. You know, I know what's happening here now. I want to know what happens when I die. I want to know where I go, how I get there, you know?
I think, I believe, and I have seen videos of it, that there have been a lot of ancient scrolls discovered that were not added to the Bible. Who decided what books would be put into the King James Bible? Who decided that? There's a lot more. Enoch, the book of Enoch, was not put into the King James. There's a lot of scrolls out there that will explain and talk about the earth, you know. And I think it goes back a lot further than they think that it does. I think it does.
That wouldn't be, then that means it's a lie, then God lied, because God said he would preserve his word for all man to see, and if they're kept hidden from us, then that means God didn't preserve his word. You know, where is it?
God didn't keep it hidden from us. The globalists did.
Okay.
The globalists did, but we have some of it. We have enough to know God, to know his word, what he wants us to do. We have that. But I think there's a lot of extraordinary things in those other scrolls about the heavens and the earth that they deemed not necessary for mankind to know about, you know.
Well, so they played God then. So they're playing God.
They did. Wait, what, 1611 or something like that is when the King James was transcribed into English. They did. They played God. They did. And I think a lot of these scrolls have been found, you know, in the basement of the Vatican. So we'll find out in the future. I think, you know, people are going to be amazed at the future.
But are we going to get pissed off that we were lied to the years we were alive?
We have been lied to for centuries. Lied to. I watched the video last night, and I talked to Daniel about it today. And it all has to do with, you know, I don't know if y'all agree, but the globalists, they have a stronghold in every country, you know. Deep state, cabal, call it whatever you want, globalist.
Mm.
But this guy I was listening to last night, you know, what is it that we've been taught about China? They're communist. They're, you know, they're just bad, 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 bad news. They want to take over the world. Russia, too, you know. But this guy said last night, on this, that only 10% of China was CCP. The rest of it is controlled by the clans, the elders, the dragon families, you know, the other families. But 10% was controlled by the CCP. And he said, I mean, China's a huge, huge country. Huge. A lot bigger than the United States. You know.
Well, I don't know.
I thought that was, and see, we don't know. You know, we're hearing all this stuff. We've been taught Russia's a bad guy, China, Iran, North Korea. You know, they're the bad guys. They're the bad guys. I mean, we don't know that for sure. I mean, we don't even know the whole truth. You know, but this
just
guy seems to believe.
The United States, what we know about the United States, I got to think that if we think Russia and China is nasty, I think we're just as nasty, if not more nasty.
We're worse. We are worse.
Yeah.
I asked my brother one time, Who do you think is the number one terrorist in the world, on Earth? And he named off something, you know, somebody. I said, no. I said, the United States is the number one terrorist. No other country ever dropped an atom bomb on another country. I mean, we're the number one terrorist.
Well, I know everybody brings up, I'm outside if you haven't noticed, everybody brings up the atom bomb, but I think it saved lives.
Well, they said it did.
And they had a chance to surrender after the first one, and they didn't do it, so they got the message on the second one. Unfortunately, they didn't take the hint the first bomb.
Did we talk
Japanese is an evil. Them leaders were evil.
Oh,
look what
happened
with Doolittle raided and dropped incendiary bombs on Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have gas to go back to the carrier. Didn't have fuel to go back to the carrier. So China let them land their planes in China. And they hid the pilots away from the Japanese because they came looking for them. But because of that, Japan went into China and killed 250,000 Chinese and raped women.
Yeah.
And look what they did on the Bataan March.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with Japan, yeah. Japan, you know the Japanese soldiers, how brutal they were? The horrific things that they did to the Chinese and the Manchuria. Oh my Lord, they you know just decapitating women and children. I mean they were just evil, pure. The hearts of men's souls during that time were just absolutely horrific. And what they would do to the World War II was a dark time. That was a dark part of the human race's history, of how men can just be so cruel to the other people. You know,
yeah.
It was just terrible.
But what have y'all read or learned is the reason Japan attacked Pearl Harbor? It wasn't a state then; it was just a territory. But have y'all?
Because they were storing that oil, the oil embargo, and they needed oil was one of the reasons.
Put an oil embargo on them, and they couldn't get the oil. That's why they attacked Pearl Harbor and dragged us into the war. I mean, why did we do an oil embargo on them? Why?
Well, there were different reasons over the islands in the Pacific, Japan. You know, we remember we have to protect our country strategically, too. And, you know, Japan was making a lot of moves and taking over a lot of the islands in the Pacific. And that was another reason, you know, that we did not want them to do that. And we were like, just like today, we wouldn't want certain areas. We wouldn't want Russia putting nuclear missiles in Cuba pointed right at Florida, would we? No. You know, we have to protect our borders and our country. So there's a lot to the foreign policies that were going on at that time that were, you know, had a lot of conflict. You know, I disagree with the alliance with Stalin during World War II, they did what they did. I mean, it was wrong. But, you know, we can't play Monday morning quarterback, you know, all the time saying, oh, the United States is evil because it had slavery or, you know, back, you know, this and that. All we can do is learn from history and move forward and try not to make the same mistakes.
Who wrote the history that we learned about?
Well, again, you know,
I mean,
we can't second guess.
None of us is there to see it.
No, but there's still a lot of survivors from World War II. There's a lot of survivors from World War II still. That's why testimony is so very important. Eyewitness testimony, document things, and keep it documented and make sure we always try to speak the truth and search for the truth. Otherwise, we'll fall for anything.
Okay, everybody, we only got a few minutes. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. Lori Ann, tell us about your show tomorrow night. And then, Joseph, tell us about yours on Tuesday night. Lorianne, wake up. Well, Joseph,
I'm here. I was just waiting for you to shut up.
Okay. How you doing, Bringer Boy?
Boy.
Yeah, so tune in tomorrow night, Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne, show right here on Blog Talk Radio, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's an open show, so feel free to call in, talk about the latest week's tyranny and stuff that's been in the news and some local stuff here in Oregon that I want to bring up. And so it should be a good time. So join me.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Joseph.
All right, well, I'm having a show tomorrow night before Lorianne's show, so 7 p.m., a special night tomorrow night, because I'm having Cindy Prizio from the state of Connecticut, One Standard of Justice. She's the executor of that, and a couple state legislators from New York and Massachusetts and New Jersey, actually, are going to be coming on. So we're going to be having, like, a big discussion about a lot of the things that we talk about, corruption and what we can do to change the current system that we're in right now. So tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, everybody should join in, especially the crew there that we're trying to get together with, podcasters, or everybody that's on board, so we can all, you know, focus on some points of view that are going to change things.
All right, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Bianchi, tell us about Convention of States.
Yes.
Well, they're trying to implement Article 5 as in the Constitution, which allows the states to amend the Constitution. The three main proposals now is limit the government and its overreach, term limits, and by God, I can't think of the third one, but it's a good one. But people can go to conventionofstates.com and sign the petition. Don't cost you a dime. You don't have to get involved no more than you want. Somebody from your state will get a hold of you and talk to you and run some things by you. There's videos on their website that you can watch, a whole series of videos explain what it's all about. You can watch mock conventions and learn what you as a citizen working through your state has the power over the federal government.
That's right. I signed a petition, and you guys check it out. Maybe you'll sign it, too. Maybe even send a donation. Cinnamon, I hear you.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, we got some guy with a big bass parked right behind me at the light.
Oh,
okay.
Right
in my rearview mirror.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Cinnamon.
Hi. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. I don't know how long I'll be on here, though. Lorianne, are you there?
She's here.
I sure am.
3 weeks ago, I was listening to your show. I was at home listening to your show that night. I had to cut you off after a couple of hours. I just couldn't take it. It was so much testosterone bouncing off of the walls. I had to cut loose. I had to hang up. I deal with that here at my mom's with my two brothers all the time, you see.
Yeah.
For somebody like me who hasn't been married in a long time, see, and then all this, you know, I just get bad vibes, you know. I mean, I just do. I mean, you start out talking about war or – let's see, what was it? I think Sarge was on there, I think.
Oh,
and Bianchi was on there. Yeah. And
yeah,
all this.
And then there was just like huge back and forth and shouting over each other, and I just kind of...
Yeah. Big time.
It was very difficult to try to rein it in.
I know.
And be like, it got to the point where it's like, I don't even know what anybody's saying because everybody was just screaming over each other.
I'm not there.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember 505. We had another 505. Or 505. Here we go. All right, 505, you're on.
Yeah, this is Robert from NWCR Radio.
Robert?
Lewis and Lorianne was on my show last night, and we had all kinds of things go wrong.
Oh, boy, I'm having a hard time tonight. I'm telling you, it keeps going off and on. I lost James and a couple other callers, and they called back in. We've got a whole switchboard full of people, so if you'd like to push one on your keypad, I will get you on. Should have said that
a
few
years.
Yeah,
it was weird last night with Blog Talk. It was all of a sudden, like, I'm just in the middle of talking, and there was no sound. I could not hear anything anybody else was saying, but everybody could hear me. But I didn't really know that, except for the chat. So then I hung up and I called back in, and I was hearing the show. I press one, he unmutes me, and then the second I'm unmuted, again, can't hear him, can't hear anybody else, but people could hear me. So then I hung up again, rebooted my phone, called back in, same thing happened. I'm like, what is going on?
Wow.
And then this echo happened. So then after all of that, then it was like a 10-second delay echo. So everything that we were saying 10 seconds later was being heard in the background. Like, it was the weirdest thing. Like, something possessed Blog Talk last night on Robert's show.
It was actually kind of interesting.
It must have carried on over here. I wish you would have called me, Lorianne. I didn't even think about Blog Talk Radio yesterday or last night. Give me a holler next Friday.
Yeah, okay. Joseph finally showed up at the show, and he showed up just at that time everything started going to hell in a handbasket, so he didn't get too much listening in.
Well, tell everybody about your show, my man.
Well, my show is at 7 p.m. on Friday night, and Lorianne was there last night. Joseph was there. Bringing a boy wasn't. I haven't seen him in a little while. We haven't seen Sarge in a while. That's the one that kind of bothers me, but I'm not really sure what happened last night. Before, my microphone just went to dead, and so I had to call in on my phone. Then I had an echo, and then I had to get rid of my phone and then call back in, and then we had that 10-second delay, so it was really weird.
Yeah.
But
well,
it,
you know.
It's on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. At my time, it's 7 p.m. It's 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, so.
All right. Okay. I heard it was a damn good show, so I will be.
What's the name of the show?
What's that, Cinnamon?
What was the name of the show? So when I look it up.
So you can look it up. Conservative.
It's NWCR Radio.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't even think about that one.
Gotta tell the name. I don't even know what I was going to say. I forgot. See how it's hard being old. You just...
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Well, we got 10 seconds and we'll be on overtime. All right. So you could still push one on your keypad if you want to join. You got anything you want to bring up, bring it up. We'll talk about it.
What's the Convention of the States? This Convention of the States, what did Bianchi say it was basically about? I mean, is this the same thing as state conventions? I mean, what is this Convention of the States trying to do?
Convention of States is listed in the Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution has two parts. It has the first part where Congress can amend the U.S. Constitution after they get three-quarters of the states to agree to it. And you, it allows to go the other way, where the people working through the legislatures can come up with proposals to amend once you get two-thirds, and you call a convention. And out of the convention, you have a delegate from each state, one. You can send as many
as
you want.
Wait a second. Well, hang on. I thought, hang on. That's confusing because the convention of the states, it's the propose, it can only come, the ratification can only come from of the legislators, three-fourths of the state, four by the conventions,
mm-hmm.
correct?
You got a convention of states, which is an organization, and by way of Article 5, they can call a convention that Congress has to approve. The courts, Congress, nor the president cannot interfere with. And the states agreed to the proposal. You have about 20 states that have already agreed to the proposal. You need 34. Once you get 34, you had a convention. Each state sent a delegate. And that delegate, and you can send as many as you want, but only you got one vote. And they vote on the proposals. If they vote on the proposals, then those three-quarters of the states are ratified. Then the Constitution becomes amended.
Now, I thought the method of ratification, though, is left to the choice of Congress.
Mm-hmm. No, Congress can't do nothing to it. That's when it starts off in Congress. Read it. If you read
I am.
It,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know, because if the legislator, if the legislators of two-thirds of the state, 34% apply for a convention, they have to apply for a convention, right? Congress is directed by the Constitution to convene one, right? All proposed amendments require the approval of three-fourths of the states, 38 at present, in order to become part of the Constitution.
Right. To ratify it, you need three-quarters of the states to ratify it.
Yep.
Just like any other thing. Two-thirds of the states can call the convention. But if you
okay, you can call
it
convention,
website,
yeah. Okay, you can call it convention,
website.
But all proposed amendments require the approval of three-fourths of the states, correct? So you can't change the Constitution
absolutely.
Then, right?
Absolutely. You amend, don't change the Constitution. You amend the Constitution.
Well, amend, yeah.
Go to that website, and there's videos, and they're not that long. They're real short. Some of them about 2 minutes, 3 minutes long. And you can understand, and they can clarify a lot better than I can.
It's never been done before, right? The Convention of the States. It's never been done, right?
Never been done that way, no. And, you know, being joining on to that, it has another benefit where members of COS in your state, by way of email or text blast, you are kept abreast of what's going on in your state legislature. And there's some bills that the convention can join on to. They only allow to join on about two or three. But their members, being the fact that they're citizens of the state, they can petition their state legislature and, of course, state senate on the bills they support, like I mentioned to you earlier. We have 34,000 conventional state members in the state of Louisiana. And of a lot of bills that were passed, they had three that they supported real strong. And one was to prohibit certain procedures to alter the sex of minor children. You had another one that prohibited the discussion of sexual orientation, gender identity, and in your classrooms and using the word of these pronouns. And another one was to prohibit foreign adversaries from purchasing, leasing, and acquiring land in the state of Louisiana. For all those bills, those three passed. And you know, the funny thing, Louisiana is a red state, but it's got a Democratic governor, John Bell Edwards. And he's vetoing those three plus probably some other ones too.
So you would agree that power is reserved to the states. It's basically ownership of property, education of its inhabitants, implementation of welfare and other benefits programs, and distribution of aid, protecting people from local threats, and maintaining a justice system, setting up local governments such as, counties and municipalities. You would agree that that's what the powers of the states basically is, right?
The states got those powers and got a lot more that they don't use. As a matter of fact, the federal government
gets the power. You got to care about the state power, you know. I don't want the states to have total power now over
the
me.
The federal government gets this power through the states, and that congressperson, even that senator, but particularly that congressperson, is controlled by the people of that state itself, the legislature. And I tell you why, because in each congressional district, you may have four or five state representative districts. And the people of those representative districts, areas in that state, in that congressional district, they vote for the congressperson. And they can bring that congressperson back to the carpet and read them the Riot Act. But they don't do it.
Well, states cannot form alliances with foreign governments, declare war, coin money, or impose duties on imports or exports. That's according to Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution.
That's right. They can't do that. And actually, when you hear people talking about free trade, there shouldn't be no free trade with other nations. The only free trade that should exist between states. You can't pose tariffs on goods that's crossing state lines. So you got free trade among states, but with foreign countries, you should have fair trade. If we take 10 million of your goods, you should take 10 million of our goods. If not, then you need to apply tariffs to protect national manufacturing, national production.
Yep. The federal government, though, it just comes so powerful now. I disagree with the power that it has because we have so much corruption. But the federal government, until we eliminate the central bank and the spending of money, how it's spent, really the states have no power really to do anything. I mean, because how are we going to get back to the money situation? How are we going to fund anything in a state, in our states? States cannot be self-sufficient, every state, because one state, we don't have everything like here in North Carolina. We can't get everything we need to supply our state with. It'd be impossible.
Well, if one seceded, it probably could become self-sufficient. But the third proposal that I was trying to name, you just named it, and that's a balanced budget. Balanced budget, stop federal overreach, and term limits. And see, the federal overreach is simple. Federal government is not supposed to own land other than what's stipulated in the Constitution. But for some reason or another, they own these lands within these states, and especially these lands where you have natural resources like oil. And they give out the leases for a company to come do exploration and do extraction. Well,
yeah.
That money that the federal government is collecting from those companies, that money should be going to the state to be dealered up amongst the people of the state, just the way Alaska does. Hell, Biden administration just opened up an area in Alaska called Willow. And I think that they were talking about the federal government stand to earn about $11 billion in leases and royalties from the extraction of oil there in that particular field. Well, that $11 billion should go to the state of Alaska for its people. North Carolina, the same way. If you got offshore oil drilling that's going on into the ocean on either side of your boundaries, anything within that area, those lease fees should go back to North Carolina, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, New Mexico.
Yeah, well, it's It's a lot of people don't understand really a lot of foreign policy. They don't understand foreign policy and a lot of things that are going on right now. And people become small-minded. And the world's a bigger place than what it was back in the Revolutionary War. But the principles and the foundations of the Constitution, if we were to live by that and obey that, we'd be okay. You know, it's just that problem is we have so much corruption now with and outside influences in our policy making that it just spreads rampant corruption. You know, and it's bad. It's really bad.
Well, you know, we talked about before that these bureaucrats, and someone made comment that 96% of the laws that Americans live under today was never voted on by Congress, only 4%. And you got these heads of these bureaucrats, whether it's the AFT, Alcohol, Firearm, Tobacco, whether it's the IRS, whether it's the EPA, and other bureaucrats is making these rules that you live on and it's limiting your liberties and freedom. It's totally ridiculous. And you know what goes on with the AFT.
Yeah.
But it's only a certain, you know, there's ways to change things, and if it don't work, then that which we talk about, the ultimate, the line in the sand, that will come. But people are not going to put up with that shit. Nobody's going to compromise. I'm not compromising. Are you? I ain't compromising giving up my kids. Sure in the hell ain't compromising giving up my weapons. I'm not going to do it. I send my kids up to Donnie for safekeeping, then we just have to wage war.
Yeah, but who against who? Ghosts? I mean, who are we waging war against? You know? Who are you going after?
You know who you're waging war. If the IRS comes to your door, they're not supposed to do that. You shouldn't even talk to them. Tell them to call the sheriff or send a letter like they're supposed to. Same thing with the damn FBI. The sheriff has territorial jurisdiction. He was elected. And they was elected. He or she was elected. And here's the point, Joe. If you got to listen to the federal government, if you got to listen to the courts, and then what the hell are you voting? You vote state and local, you vote federal, and you got courts telling you what to do.
Right.
You know how much of our lives we spent on these issues since the advent of actually Barack Obama, then Trump. That's 8, 12, Joe Biden, another 8. That's 20 damn years of your life. And it don't seem like it's over.
If they have any choice about it, it's just starting.
And I never have seen so much stuff come out of so many cracks and crevices in my life. It's coming from all over the place. And we can either do one or two things. You can fight it or just roll over and let it take control. I'm for fighting it.
Me too.
I don't like to argue on Brawl Talk. Let's put us in a room and let us argue there so I can reach out and punch somebody. Same arguments all the time, over and over and over. Same what's happened. You talk about it. People complain about this happened. People complain about that happened. Well, there's things, and you know, I can understand why people do that because they've been miseducated or wasn't educated at all. But at some point in time, you got to say to yourself, what are we doing and trying to do, wishing and praying, just don't work. It's not going to work. When you wish that these bad things go away, you got bad people wishing that what they want to do is successful too.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah. That's the only way I can figure without everybody getting together and taking the Capitol back. And then
God damn it, the straw that breaks the camel back should be the southern border and letting all these illegals into the country. And then you go to your school
Majordis
in New York and push out veterans out of the hotel and they take over the hotel. What kind of crap is that? Who wants to go to war if your veterans is going to be treated like that?
The thing that gets me the most is it's all these people that were sanctuary cities or sanctuary states, and then they're complaining that they're being overrun, but nobody's saying anything like, yeah, look at how many people are being overrun, and we sent so many to your state, and then we sent so many to California, and we sent so many over here. What do you think we're going through?
Yeah, we're getting overrun. We really are. And what did I read today? Somebody sent me. Mayorkas is getting his plan together to let the man now. If you're in here, you can have your families. You know, your mom, dad, grandparents, aunts and uncles. They're saying he's getting a plan to do that right now. That's nice.
That's another thing that was kind of ticking me off about this is they keep saying we got to do something about this, we got to do something about that. I haven't seen a single person put forward anything about how to fix the immigration system yet. Not a single one of these morons.
Well, they're saying that's what's happening right now.
Title 42 is very clear as it applies to immigration. They don't follow the law. And it only makes simple sense. People that are seeking refuge go to the adjacent state, a country that you're in. You don't walk 1,500 miles to the United States border, get let in, get a court date 2 or 3 or 4 years out. By the time that comes, if it's found that you're not suitable for that, what you're applying for, but you don't have 4 or 5 kids. Now you're going to use the excuse to say that these kids are a U.S. citizen. Now you're separating families. You can't win.
Is the chat room still open?
Yeah.
Looks
like
I'm
it.
I'm posting there the good, well, I can't
you're
see it. No, it's not open. Chat room's not open, is it?
Yeah, it is. I'm in it.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, it's open.
And I tell you one thing, Joe always say this to you. One thing that needs to be done, you better teach your kids. Because when we go to these rallies and you go to these discussions, they're all old folks.
I don't even hear
breaking
you.
Up bad. Everything's breaking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. I didn't know if it was just me. I kind of flipped off my Bluetooth and went to speaker and back again to see if it was just me.
When you start putting out the information, you know what I mean.
Was I breaking up too, or am I?
No.
Okay.
I can't find it. I can't find your show.
Now you seem okay.
I can't find the show on Blog Talk. It's not showing any chat rooms open right now.
Oh. Wow.
Well, me and Lori. Yeah, because the live show ended. So if you refreshed or something, you're probably not going to find it.
No, yeah, it's not there. Wait a minute, here it is. It's there.
Although
I didn't hear. I got
see
my...
you in the chat room.
Yeah, here we are. I found it. Hang on, I'll post this link in the chat room. See if you can get this link. This is a good. It's got every type of research tool that you can probably find right there that gives you.
Got it.
Just breaking up.
It's there.
All right. There. Yeah, it's breaking up, and then it's not breaking up. It's breaking up, then it's not breaking up. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
The Blog Talk poltergeist is striking again.
Yeah. Jake
was sure about me last night.
Then we got to admit, too, that the next culprit, evil culprit, is the news media. They lie.
Oh,
they lie. they're some of the biggest, the news media is the biggest systemic racist institutions that they are. They lie. And they use words to fit the narrative to persuade and put fear into people. That's what they do. They lie.
I don't think they know how to tell the truth.
People that don't watch the news on cable or anywhere else on the big three networks, and if it's sponsored by Pfizer, why in the hell would you watch it? Big Pharma helped run this country, Big Pharma. So if they're sponsoring a newscast, get the hell off of it. You're not going to get nothing but lies.
Well, if I'm on TV, I usually watch Newsmax.
Yeah, Newsmax is good. I like Newsmax. Yeah, I sure do. Boy, I tell you what, Blog Talk is, or no, it's either my computer or something, a mess tonight. Gene's off. At least I can see that. All right. Got the switchboard back. Might be only temporary, but we got a lot of callers. If you want to push one, you better do it while I can maybe get you on. I don't even know if I can do that. Well, I hope it's not this
you
messed up.
You should be able to while you're still in the bonus hour. You still should be able to unmute people.
Yeah, well, there goes. Where in the hell? Hold on. My switchboard is gone again.
Uh-oh.
Jeez, what the hell is going on here?
It's Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's got to be. They don't like what we're saying.
You know, another thing, too, a lot of this criminality that goes on, that shit ain't going to stop until you start publicly executing people. I see where Idaho is going back to shooting squads.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather be shot than sit there and take a needle.
You need to go back to public executions where you can put a deterrent out there and put something in the mind of these folks that's going out here causing all this damn shit. And all things, people need to wear their damn gun. Women need to wear that gun. If you just wore the holster, that there in itself sends a message. I have a gun hid at home under the bed, under the mattress. Put it on your hip. Put it under your blouse. Have a sack barrel Derringer in your bra, a 410 on the top and a 9mm on the bottom. If that sucker get close enough to you, unload that 410 right in his balls.
Boy. Damn, Bianchi. Man, I cringed up when I heard that. Damn.
Positive that that kind of thing will work.
Oh, yeah, it would. Definitely work. Wow. Leave it to Bianchi. Leave it to Bianchi. Well, I'm trying to get my switchboard back, folks. Gosh, I don't know. Did you have, Robert, did you have this much trouble last night?
Oh, well, you know, the first hour and 15 minutes or so, or hour and 30 minutes or so, it was great. We had absolutely no problem. And after that, it just started to unravel.
That's about what it's doing, yeah. We were doing pretty good there for a while. And this became...
Well, I haven't heard that 10-second delay yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen. But your issues started last night before the live broadcast had ended. You know, so we weren't even into overtime yet. That's why I was able to call back in, you know.
Oh,
yeah, I think there was about 15
like,
minutes
it was horrible.
Left of the, over, of the regular seat part of the show.
You know, they knocked me off earlier, and you guys continued. I called in real quick, but I couldn't talk because it wouldn't let me. The switchboard was gone, and I couldn't put myself on. And finally, something happened that never happened to me before. It let me call back into my own show with my mixer. That's never happened before. I always had to go to the phone. Yeah, it's been a messed up night. A lot of people breaking up that normally doesn't. Pianchi doesn't break up at all, usually.
And I know every time he's been on my show, he's never broke up.
Yeah.
And Sarge either.
No. Sarge talks
they
so
damn.
They
have some kind of spiritual protection against the Blog Talk poltergeist, I guess. I don't know.
That's probably what was wrong last night. They weren't there.
Is Sarge still missing? Somebody said he was missing off of Blog Talk.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Pianchi, didn't you say you talked to him like a week ago or something?
That
but I still haven't heard him or seen him come on.
Yeah, you're right. I talked to him the other day. Probably need a rest.
Well, at least he's okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah, that's always good. So I'm still trying, folks. Pushed one. Probably not, but I'm probably wasting my time. Yeah, well, I'll try it in a minute. Give it a minute and see if it'll work. What do you guys want to talk about now? Kathy, you bring up a subject.
I'm listening to you guys.
Well,
I learn all kinds. Yeah, I learn all kinds of things when I listen to y'all. I do. I appreciate that, too. I'm not being sarcastic or anything. I enjoy this.
From the Vigilance Box, and they got this from the Daily Clout, and it says 74% of COVID vaccine autopsy deaths were caused by the vaccine. And there's a whole story there about it. I think I put it in the chat room earlier, but that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Talks about 74% of COVID vaccine autopsy deaths were caused by the vaccine. And
well, yeah,
if
you said
the link to it in the chat room as well. And I think it wasn't it something like 55% was heart conditions. And then like another like 20 or something was respiratory failures. I don't have it in front of me right now. I'm trying to make some iced tea. But yeah, it's like really scary stuff. I sent that to my mom and my sister because my mom got two shots and my sister and I were able to convince my mom not to get the booster. And, even with those two shots, my mom didn't have any heart problems before, but it was about maybe 6 months or so after she had gotten her second shot, she started having AFib attacks. And so now she's got, you know, she's on like blood pressure meds and some other med that's supposed to help, you know, prevent the AFib. And it seems like they got it managed, but, you know, both my sister and I are like, thank God we were able to convince her not to get the booster, you know. I don't think she'd be alive right now if she had.
Well, in that article, it says here, out of 325 autopsy cases, they found that a total of 240 deaths, or 73.9%, were independently adjudicated as directly due to or significantly contributed to by COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't have three people I know died, and one was stroke. And it usually happens about 2 years after the shots.
Yep. How many of these athletes have died because of it?
Oh, yeah.
And they're supposed to be healthy.
And these athletes, these healthy individuals are just killing over. But
yeah,
you know the thing about that is when they permitted these pharmaceuticals to not fall under liability for the product that they're putting out, that there should have told people something. And then,
oh, absolutely,
whenever you talked about it, if you post something about it, if you had a YouTube information video on it, they block you.
Well, on top of all that, it was an experimental shot. Experimental.
I always called it an experimental gene therapy.
Yeah. I
not
know it
therapy.
Messed.
Therapy implies something positive, a therapy. Gene modification in the form of an injection.
Yeah.
I don't even think it is considered a vaccine. You know, it's a shot, the COVID shot.
No, it's not. That's why they had to change the definition of vaccine. CDC had to change the definition because the COVID shot didn't meet their prior definition.
You know, I've told y'all on the show a long, long, long time ago when I first started going to my oncologist, the nurse asked me one time, and this was when it was rampant, you know, everybody was pushing it, TV was pushing it, doctor, everybody was pushing the shot. But the nurse asked me one time, have you taken the COVID shot? I said, no, I have not. And, you know, my doctor never asked me about it. Never.
Never?
I asked him. Never. I asked him one day, what about the COVID shot? I mean, what about this COVID going around? And he said, look, he said, there's 32 airborne viruses flying around the air all the time. And that is all he said. So apparently he knew something. I mean, he didn't encourage me to take it. He didn't even ask me to take it.
Yeah.
He knew something.
Yeah, he might
and
have
think,
known. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it did do damage to people's immune systems, you know.
Yeah. You
know, we've
mm-hmm.
talked about that before. I mean, you may have a case of vials, and maybe five of them are toxic because they can't have everybody getting sick at the same time, you know. Everybody can't get sick at the same time. So they just threw some out there, you know, so it wouldn't be real noticeable, you know.
Yeah.
And then they started pushing the shot for the children, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're healthier
yeah.
than we are.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
And then we can't forget about all of the places that weren't properly keeping it refrigerated or cooled,
mm-hmm.
you know, and storing it because it's supposed to be, you know, ultra cold. And they
yes.
weren't storing it properly. And so, you know, how many of those shots became even more toxic because of that? Yeah, I mean, it's insane what went on. And then pushing it on pregnant women to get it when they did absolutely no clinical trials or testing on pregnant
no.
women and what it would do. It goes on and on. And then, you know, we could talk about the monstrous spikes, like, I think it's something like over 1,000% spikes in miscarriages and stillbirths since
yeah.
the COVID shot came on the scene.
I saw today on the internet, Australia has had the lowest birth rate ever. ever, ever, ever computed, the lowest birth rate. I mean, didn't we hear that some of these, you know, shots made you sterile, men and women?
That's what I heard, too, yeah.
And,
you know.
Go ahead.
You know, back in the 1920s, they had a vaccine for the I think it was the Spanish flu back then, that they had a vaccine for, and they started giving that out, and they had 20 people die nationwide, and they shut the whole thing down. How many people have died because of this one, and they're still pushing
it? Yeah.
I see
people still wearing masks. Go ahead, Kathy.
Also saw, this is a week or two ago, that the Amish, none of them reported any COVID. None of them. None of them. Yeah. None of them reported COVID. I mean, there was something going around, but it was just a flu type, airborne something, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's how dumbed down we are. I mean, I remember watching TV, people standing in long lines waiting to get this shot. Cars backed up, you know, to these outdoor clinics, you know, where you just pull up and get the shot.
Oh,
you know? I mean, y'all remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and then get your free donut. Yay! Get your free, you know, poison juice.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
free
what
donut.
It gets you, the education of your kids. They don't get the education about biology and that. Then they scare attack the hell out of you. Somebody walk up to you with a syringe, want to give you a shot, take it from them and stick their ass and tell them to sit over there and let me watch and see what happens to you.
Well, this one guy I was listening to, he said, when have you ever seen a grocery store offering the COVID shot? You know, I mean, the Veterans Museum down here, they had a tent set up at the Veterans Museum, you know, for people to come in and get the shot. I mean, really?
Yeah, they had a lot of that stuff here in New Mexico. It was like people would drive to places where they had where you didn't even have to get out of your car. You just drove up and they'd jab you and then you drive off. And I remember watching one guy going down the street that I live off of, one of the main roads here in town, Manal. And he was driving down the road and I was actually watching him because I was out on the road there. And he had a mask on, but he got down about half a mile, and his car just suddenly just swerved off and drove off the road, and I guess he had passed out.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they you know, one of the things that I had heard back then was that COVID dies in the sunlight over 70 degrees, and you have people here at 100 degrees wearing masks. It's insane.
That is insane.
I know it. Yeah. Riding around in their cars with masks on.
But you got to think about
this. I think
this.
Probably, I will never forget.
Together.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's a lot of people with that mentality that you want to depend on to help fight this evil, corrupt government. They ain't going to do it.
Well, a lot of them are paying the price.
Yeah, they've been nanobotted. But I think I remember, like, the most ridiculous thing that I'm never going to forget was reading an article saying that COVID can be spread by tree pollen. So, you know, stay indoors when there's a lot of tree pollen because you're going to get COVID. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Seriously,
yeah.
COVID grows on trees now. Okay, yeah, that's believable.
Well, you know,
everybody's going up to their trees and coughing on it.
I do an kind of like a Rush Limbaugh type daily update Monday through Thursday that I put out now on Rumble and BitChute, and I call it NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold. And I did one weekend when I was still putting them on YouTube, and I actually brought a doctor in from Texas that had been doing this. He worked in respiratory stuff and everything, and he talked about how the masks were doing more harm to people, and I put that on my update and dropped it onto YouTube, and I got knocked off of YouTube. I had 300 and some up videos on there, and they're all gone. Every one of them, one day they were just gone, and I can't even make up a new profile to get onto wow. YouTube because they won't let me.
YouTube will, you got to really follow the rules or they get
well,
you.
They're supposed to be slacking off on the rules a little bit, aren't they?
Not YouTube.
Well, they're still not letting me
have
back.
Any of you heard? You know, used to, and I did.
Yeah, we were
this.
Talking about it earlier, how that federal judge in Louisiana ordered the White House to stop interfering and coercing or encouraging social media companies to censor free speech. So that's in effect until, you know, they're working on the appeal, but until then, hands off White House, hands off Biden. You can't tell social media what to censor anymore.
Yeah, that was a big win.
There was something else that I saw about that with YouTube. Because when people were talking about the election fraud, and see, they were kicked off. You know, they weren't allowed. But I did see that they were loosening up on that. I even saw a couple of people comment that they posted things on YouTube, and it hasn't been censored yet about the election 2020 or 2022.
Yeah, that was listed in that court decision, you know, that judge's
mm-hmm.
decision. That was one of the things listed as examples of things that were censored that
mm-hmm.
the White House has no business censoring. Clear violation of our First Amendment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had their thumbs on the election of 2020, I'll tell you that. The FBI... It was Trump's FBI. They had this stuff 2019, and they didn't put it out. And Barr said, you know, Epstein, he committed suicide. They got the tape. They got a tape of, there's two openings to this place, this thing. One, he said, well, was I seen the tape, and nobody even opened those doors, and he didn't say the other doors. Now there's a you know, somebody could have opened their cell door and went to his and had a setup and killed him, and that was Barr. And, you know, Barr's father.
But then what happened to all those cameras were turned off, so they didn't have footage? Like, which one is it?
No. The footage of the outer doors they had. The one, you know, that shows nobody went into the cell. And there's another door, though. That's where the cameras were off. But it was off, but it didn't, you know, he said nobody could have done it. But somebody opened up a cell door, and somebody went in there and killed it. There's no doubt about it.
Well,
and the guy,
I don't think.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I'm sorry. I don't think he's dead. I don't think he is dead.
Well, he sure as hell looked
dead.
He was too
valuable. You know, and he knew too much about the human trafficking, and
well, that's why he's dead.
I don't think he's dead.
Because I think he would have spilled the beans on everybody if he got sentenced.
Well, that is possible.
Well, I'm sure.
I mean, if you're the government and you're involved in this pedo stuff and you have somebody like Epstein that's right in the heart of it, if you're going to want a witness protection program them, then turning off cameras, not having the 24-hour, you know, suicide watch person there, all
you're
of those
right.
things, you know, and staging a death would be a really great way to, you know, witness protection him.
Yeah. Wow. We don't know, though. We don't know the truth about anything. You know?
That's for sure.
We know people got sick from the COVID shot, though. We know that. They can't keep that secret. How many was it? 60, 70 doctors in Canada died, you know, COVID-related?
No.
You know.
I didn't hear that.
Well, that was a good while back I saw that, how many doctors had died, you know, that took the shot.
I didn't see how many it was, but I heard there were quite a few.
Yeah, doctors.
Yeah, taking a shot.
Yeah, and then let's not talk about pilots. You know, the sudden spike in heart conditions and heart attacks and strokes and stuff of pilots.
Yeah.
People are starting to speak up, though, that who was this weightlifter? I saw this just a couple of days ago. He's kind of famous, a weightlifter. He took the shot, and he did a video on the damage it did to him. And 3 weeks before he died. Shoot, I wish I could think to send this stuff to Donnie. But he did a video on the damage the shot did to him.
Well.
And who is that singer? That, was it Bruce Springsteen? I mean, he did 2 or 3 videos. Yeah, he took the shot. Maybe the booster, too. But he said he nearly died from it. So
there's
a
comedian actor that they're not saying anything about him. He was on, I think he was on stage, and something happened. Nobody clarified it. He's been, I guess he's still in the hospital, but people can't get any information on this guy. And I can't remember.
The media just mentions it, and then they find out, oh, my God, I shouldn't have said something, and they shut up, and you don't hear anything else about it.
Right.
Was it Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I heard he was a little sick.
He was on set with Cameron Diaz, and they're shooting a movie.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he had a medical emergency is all they're saying.
And it's
been
that's 2 months
month
ago.
Month and a half?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, never hear it's a COVID shot. Probably never hear that. I want, you know, that little weasel from Microsoft. I like to give him a shot. I love to give him a shot.
I'd like to give him a shot.
Talking about Jobs?
No, not Jobs. Microsoft, not Apple.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, yeah. I would love to give that bastard a shot.
He's the one that's married to Melvin, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what, yeah. My God.
Y'all, they were talking about Big Mike and Obama one night, and I'd seen on there that Gates' wife was a man, and looks a whole lot like Kevin Kline, a lot like Kevin Kline. And they were laughing at me. I said, well, if Obama can have a Big Mike, why can't Gates have a Melvin, you know?
Oh, God. I don't know where he gets Yes, sir.
You better mail your letters. Postage is going up to 66 cents tomorrow.
Really?
How much?
66
cents?
66.
Yeah.
Good heavens.
Out of here.
Wow. I remember when it was 3 cents.
Yeah, I do too. I remember when it was 3.
Wait a second. What's the price of it now?
63. I remember when postcards was free. You'd drop it in the mailbox.
Wait, 53 you said it is? 53?
It's 63 cents and it's going up to 66.
I didn't know it was that high.
No, I didn't know it was that high.
I didn't know that
wow.
at all. Jeez, when the hell did that go
it's
up like
that? It's supposed to occur tomorrow night.
Hang on, I never heard of that.
Wow.
I had to ask somebody the other day how much postage was now. I retired from the post office.
Yeah, you did. You should have known
that. Yeah,
and
I had to ask somebody. I said, yeah, Donnie, I went to the pharmacy to get me a book of stamps because I didn't want to have to stand in line down at the post office. And
right.
I asked her, I said, how much are stamps now? I don't even know.
Oh, God, dude.
I don't mail. I don't mail a lot of stuff.
Wow.
I remember when airmail was 13 cents because Mama would write Daddy overseas, and it was 13 cents for airmail.
13
and
cents.
And now it's all the same price now, you know, whether you get it overseas or not.
Post office expects to lose $4.5 billion. This year.
Well, good. They deserve it.
How much
did you
is
say
the,
lose it?
Amtrak?
How could they lose any money?
I ain't never known a post office to come out of break even.
Well,
maybe
blood.
If they sell some of the real estate that they have, these homes that they own for their executives. Maybe that they start getting rid of some of their real estate, you know, and quit keeping them up. That might help some.
Yeah.
I think mail is going to be a thing pass soon. I think they're not going to have mail. Everything's going to be digital.
Yeah.
Hell, all the books, Donnie, all the books that the postmaster, the girly magazines, they confiscated from me, they need... They have enough money to sell them to break even.
Girly magazines.
Bianchi, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
There we
you
go.
Know,
that's something else. Again. Oh.
You know, that's something else. When we tried to order girly magazines in the mail, he confiscated the postmaster. But now the stuff that they got in the school is 10 times worse than them girly magazines.
Yeah.
It is.
I go to court on the 24th, Superior Court, for licensing, the North Carolina Licensing Board. So if I can beat these people at that, then they won't be able to license my certain professions anymore in North Carolina.
Now, how much would that save?
Well, how much would it save? It'll save a lot of people a lot of aggravation and a lot of government intrusion in their life, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, the government, like, for instance, if you apply for a license, like for me, I was a security officer for a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the licensing board came back and said, well, 4 years ago, you were involved in a custody case, so therefore you lack the moral character to have a security guard license. Not because I was convicted of a crime, not because of anything like that, because I had a case in family court. So they what it was is that the board is appointed by Governor Cooper, and they're all Democrats, and I'm a registered Republican. That's what it is, okay? Because when they did the background check on me, they researched all my social media where it has a big Republican elephant on it and all my posts on social media. They did a fact. I got an alert saying people were checking into that, and it was them. So anyway, make a long story short, they told my boss at the security company that they had to fire me. They said, we're not going to give him a license to be a security officer. So I lost my job because a group of people sitting down in Raleigh said, I lack moral character. Who the hell are they to do that? You know what I mean? So I'm challenging them in court. I'm taking them to court.
Hell yeah.
Abuse of discretionary review.
You know,
and, of course, they've already hired a lawyer, of course, and they got him filing a motion to strike, a motion to dismiss, and I got to file an opposition. Finally, I got a Superior Court judge to calendar it for July 24th, and I'm going to go in there and argue it. So,
hey, you know, after listening you tell about all the stuff happening to you, you need to self-identify as a black man. I ain't never heard of
him. Oh, my.
I got no rights. I got no rights, huh?
Oh, man.
I did run into, this was several months ago, Daniel and I were at Walmart, ran into a guy there. He is from Pennsylvania. He retired from the police department up there. He said he couldn't wait to get out there. He said, if you don't have a D after your name, you're not going to get anywhere up there. Talking about a Democrat.
Yeah.
What he was talking about. He was a Trump supporter and everything, and he said he couldn't wait to leave. So he moved down here.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. I mean, because we have a Democratic governor, and he appoints those boards, those licensing boards. And if you're a known outspoken Republican or conservative like me, then if you got to go there and beg for your license to get to work, you know, you're not going to get it. You know, because what reason could they have to deny me? What could be the reason why? I wasn't arrested for anything. I don't have a criminal record. So what's the deal here? You know,
I don't know. That's crazy. That is just flat crazy. Well,
I lack
right.
good moral character. Listen, out of 4,000 employees, I got employee of the month in October, right? October of last year. And I lack moral character. I stopped a robbery attempt in August of last year. Three people were trying to break into a trucking place. I stopped it. Actually, I lack moral character. What a bunch of assholes, huh?
Yeah.
where did they get this from?
God.
We need to go back to common law.
Yep.
Common law. We need to go back to common law. There is one common law lawyer here where I live in this town. And
common law.
Yeah.
When you get back to de jure form of government, de jure, we have a de facto government right now.
Jeez, you guys are talking French.
It's all common sense. Like she said, common law, it's just common sense. That's basically what it is. We don't need all these codes and statues. They have 1 million statues on the books across this country. 1 million. How the hell are you supposed to – you break them no matter what you do.
Yeah. They said an average person in a day breaks at least 10 laws.
Yeah.
Spitting on the sidewalk. It's stupid. Just stupid laws. Really dumb.
That's why what I'm running on. That's what the platform I'm running on. Restore our original constitution and nullify all these codes and statutes that are unconstitutional, that just are totally erroneous, that don't belong on the law books, that are ridiculous. And, you know, it's just absurd, half this stuff. I mean, all these state legislators, all these laws they're passing, they're not improving the economy one bit. You know, there's no more money going in my pocket at the end of the day. Oh, you know, everything's continuing to rise in prices. Gas now is steady at $3.50 a gallon everywhere. I mean, and everyone thinks that's a good price. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, people get used to that price, and of course, they were almost paying $4 a gallon. So it goes down to $3.50. Everybody gets happy and forgets what it used to be. Like 2.5 years ago, what it used to be, when Trump was president. And, yeah, people forget. And well, it's almost still six something in California, depending on 648, my son told me.
Even when Obama was president, really, the gas wasn't too bad. And only when they did that banker bailout in 2008, the prices jacked up there, but they went back down. You know, and then, like you said, when Trump was president, they were about $2 a gallon here in North Carolina.
Tell you what, I haven't seen the prices like when Trump was president in a long time. Just a long time. And
we do not have a gas shortage or oil shortage. We do not.
No, we don't.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just looking, and right now the going rate for a gallon of regular gas here in Salem, Oregon, is between $4.26 and $4.39 a gallon.
Wow.
Insane.
Woo.
Wow.
Mine was $3.45 when I filled up yesterday.
See, that's right.
I found gas this morning for $3.24 or something like that, but almost every gas station in town is at $3.79.
Jeez.
I did a podcast about the gas prices ever since the gas started first coming out. The gas, what it cost in 1920s, 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And it didn't jump up there in price until Hurricane Katrina. That's when it all jumped up, and it hasn't really gone down since.
When I was a kid, I worked at a gas station called Purple Martin, and it was 19.9. I was pumping gas for 19.9, and it was 23.9 for premium. and we sold crude oil for 50 cents a quart. That nasty crude. The one guy had a Corvair. He would pull in every day, get him a three quarts of oil. That nasty crude oil. He said, I'll just burn it out and I'll be back tomorrow. And he was every day. Every day I worked, he was there. 19.9, that's what it was.
Hell, when Trump was in office down here in Louisiana, it was $1.65 a gallon.
Damn.
A long time.
I would love to see that. That would be sweet.
Insane. The Federal Reserve and the dollar, the money that's been, I mean, the prices just keep going up and up and up and up and up, and nothing ever comes back down, never.
It doesn't seem like it, does it? It sure doesn't seem like it. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, people, you know, we're getting $15 an hour now. Well,
big deal.
Yeah, big deal now. Look at the prices you had to pay. Yeah, one young man, he's 17. He works at a McDonald's in New York. I don't know where. And he was so happy. He said, and now this is his deal. He said, I was so happy. I started making $15 an hour. And I could actually save some money. Then all of a sudden, gas went in New York. It was four something. And I don't know what it is now, but back when he was talking, he said it was four something. He said, now I can't even hardly afford to get to work. They made him a manager, a night manager at McDonald's, and he gets a quarter more an hour. So it's $15.25 he's getting.
Do y'all remember when California upped their minimum wage to $15 an hour?
Yeah.
That was a few, 2, 3, 4 years ago, maybe, something like that. And everybody was so excited about that. But then that $15 an hour kicked them off of food stamps. Those people that qualified for food stamps, it kicked them off of it. because they were making more money. And then the article I read said, then they were complaining to their bosses, you know, cut my hours back, you know, cut my hours back. I don't want to work 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
So they could get back on food stamps.
Well, you know, you can't blame them. You really can't.
No.
I blame
no,
them.
No. They no. Know.
They don't make enough to live, unfortunately.
I don't blame anybody on food stamps at all. I don't blame them at all. I say more power
no.
to them.
Not at all. You know, cut
yeah.
my hours back.
It's just
you
like
know,
Trump.
I don't qualify for food stamps anymore.
Well, Hillary Clinton, in a debate with Trump, you know, accused him of not paying taxes and all that. And Trump said, I'll answer that. I'll answer that right now. I go by whatever I can get, I get. If it's legal, I get it. And if you don't like
yeah.
like that, change the law. But until
yeah,
you
I
do,
remember that.
I'm going to get everything I can get. People
I
just
that.
Audit that.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, you're going to get what you can get.
Let me tell you something. When I made $150,000 a year in and let me tell you something, I got killed in taxes with taxes, killed. You know, if I went down to like one bracket, though, to like $105,000, that would be all right. You know,
yeah,
and if I went down, you know, crazy.
You hit the magic number, man. It really, it doesn't pay to hit that number sometimes. $150,000 probably kicked it into another bracket.
Yeah, $15,000 swing. You know,
wow. North Carolina's mom, a mom of a transgender boy at 12 years old, who takes puberty blockers, blast plan to outlaw the treatment in their home state. 12
yep.
years old on puberty. Oh my God! Come on, the mother
Too
should
bad.
Be. You know,
mm-hmm.
it should take the kid away.
Yeah. Too bad. We don't care. We're not having it down here.
Damn. Well, that should be outlawed in every state. Oh, Biden got up last week, and he said it's a disgrace if we pass laws to prevent children that are transgender to take blockers and have surgery. Freaking jackass.
Someone also asked him about one of the rulings of the Supreme Court. During a press conference, he walked off and said, that's not normal. You know, you remember that? I don't know if it was the affirmative.
Huh.
You know, that's not normal.
Oh,
I don't get
man.
That. I don't understand it. How could you think this stuff? I mean, well, they're evil. I don't understand it.
Well,
yeah.
I don't either. Jeez. Yeah, well. Damn. Oh, so they can be punished.
Keep pushing
okay.
back. Just keep pushing. Just keep pushing back. Just keep pushing, you know,
yeah.
what they're doing. You know, we've got to keep fighting. And who cares about their feelings? Who cares about what they have to say? These liberal Democrats don't care. No matter what, we just got to keep pushing back. That's all.
Yeah. We got to do something. But it's got to be a huge amount of people to get their attention.
Well, no, you're going to have to start having some babies, man.
What's that?
You're going to have to start having some babies.
Babies, yeah.
Not if you got the COVID jab.
Well, everybody saw George Soros and Bill Clinton meet with the Pope there. You know, why is that? Why would Clinton and George Soros be meeting with the Pope? Well, who are they? You know?
Yeah.
They're not Catholics that I know of.
No, but who in the hell is the Pope anyway, you know?
Yeah, Pope on a rope.
Pope on a rope, yep. That's a good one.
That's right. You know, they used to sell those in a little 5 and 10 cent store, those little Pope on a rope. It'll be, I can't remember, Pius something, and the Catholics. And they were celebrating a new Pope. Well, I tell you what the news that come out of the Vatican, if it's true, I don't know if it is, but if it's true, it's amazing that they're still around, because they talk about pedophilia. I guess a lot of children go through there, allegedly.
Little altar boys, you know. You know, the Catholic people, I think, they're pretty good people. They're faithful to their religion, you know. They don't know what's going on in the Vatican. They don't know who the head of their church, what he does, you know. I mean, they're faithful to their religion, and they're good-hearted people. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they're going to freak out when they find out, you know, the truth behind it all. Well, was it 60 or 80 bishops that worked at the Vatican? This was a year or two ago. Died of the COVID. But video I saw said that they were arrested. They were arrested for crimes against humanity.
Hmm.
And this one guy, he did a video. He wanted to be a Catholic priest. He was young, and he was there at the Vatican learning or there nearby. And he said they would have parties. The priests would have parties. And it was a lot of homosexuality, you know, amongst them. And he didn't know, you know, at the time when he decided to be a priest. Well, when he saw all that, he gave it up. I mean, this guy was doing a little video about his little adventure, you know. He gave it up. He was so disappointed. Anybody there?
Yeah, Don had to kick the dog out. I just heard him.
Yeah.
I just heard him go get.
Over my headphone wires. Wow.
I was just looking up Pope John Paul II, who as most people know, he helped cover up for a lot of priests that were sexually abusing young boys, covering up for them, you know, making sure that they never really saw any punishment.
Yeah.
And it always kind of amazed